participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
No. I was here today.
Hey, what happened?
This ain't working. Rob, this
what's
is not
going to work.
No, this whole thing.
Your setup?
Yeah, wait a minute. Hold on. Unplug that.
Can you say hi? Let me take this opportunity to say hi to Gary and Garth.
I hear nothing. I got nothing.
You can't hear anything in your headphones?
No.
Hey, it doesn't sound right.
Oh, dear. What do you mean it doesn't sound right? See, now I can't hear a thing you're saying because I have headphones on and I'm not hearing anything. You're just moving your lips, aren't you?
Now I was doing that, yeah. Well.
Everything's broken always here.
Yeah.
Hold on now.
Right, here's Smoot. Smoot just walked down the hallway. Wendell did.
Plug me in.
Wendell, come on in here.
Now, hello, test.
Can you hear now?
I hear nothing.
Hi, Smoot.
There you go.
Hi. Hi. Hi, Wendell.
Hey, buddy. You shouldn't have anything on the reverb position.
No. I'm just trying to listen just regular, like I did yesterday.
Okay.
Take these headphones.
Like this.
I like this.
Take these. Mm-hmm. Plug them in there.
Okay.
I don't hear anything.
The new youthful, handsome, unrecognizable Wendell Hall.
Why,
yeah.
Why, Rob?
Turn down.
Oh, there you go. Oh, okay.
Wendell, romantically, are you currently occupied? Wendell, are you currently occupied romantically?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to mention Wendell Hall, a new man, a completely new man. I mean, really, you know, if you're interested, he's about
seven.
How stupid am I? I apologize. Here I am yelling at you. Everything is broken always. You know the problem? Let me take you right down here to the amp where my headphones are.
What was the problem?
Here's the problem.
Are we supposed to look at this or listen?
I'm describing this.
Okay, describe.
There's a litany of buttons and knobs, and there's a place where I plug my headphones in every day. And right next to it, there's two little buttons that say, I mean,
power?
Stevie Wonder could read this. It says... Volume,
yeah.
And I should have noticed. I'm so used to the red lights going on. Oh, I'm sorry, Wendell. That's me.
You just didn't turn up the volume.
It's actually still my fault because the reason they were turned down was I was in here trying to fix it and turn it down.
Ah.
Remember when I plugged in once?
Never mind. You know what? I'm liking this now.
Yeah.
I'm liking this as the new crazy opening on this show.
Ladies, 703-691-1900 if you'd like to leave a message for Wendell Hall, who is available.
Yeah.
You know, people are always coming up to me on the street and saying, Don, how can you make money showing those repeats?
Volume. All I had to do was turn the volume on.
That's all it was.
Pump up the jam. Pump it off. The
show would have been on.
Big knob.
Thank you, Wendell.
Right.
Wendell Hall right there. Hey, that's chime. Time.
Well, we're up and running.
For Mr. Wendell Hall.
Oh,
let me do this
that's
stuff.
Today's
hold
free open.
Hold on. Well, now, doesn't this all seem rather anticlimactical?
No.
Now that, I mean, we're here.
I like anticlimactical. I'm going to use that from now on.
We're here. We're good queer. We're doing the show.
I can't hear you.
Well, let me just ask myself, what would Frida say?
15. Can we lie? Can we fill in 15? No, all right. Can we? All right. I don't even remember what it was.
There you go. How about a hiccup, honey?
No.
There she goes. All right.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Oh, and there must be company outside, as always.
Oh, man. Just once, I'd like to see a... Is there ever a technical snafu with them?
Not them.
Huh?
Hold on. Who's just with them? Hi, Julia.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Look at my boys. One of them has Frida's tape recorder.
Oh, yes. Death.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Sticky Wicket and Touchy Pickle and all the ships at sea. Regrettably. They have passed. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. I kid you not. Hi. Thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Tuesday. 04-06-04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Here's your phone number from anywhere in America, 877. I saw that. 877-365-3636. I saw that, and you meant it.
You bet I did.
877-365-3636. Hotline to the hits. Yeah. Canada. Yes, Canada. You can call 800-636-1067. We're more advanced than you. That's why 877 don't work in Canada.
But we will accept calls from your wooden phones.
And Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067. Yes, Rob, think we... boy, you know, we should, now we got to have a meeting right before we go on the air, because I definitely need the alarm sound effect, because there's burglary.
There's been a burglary. There's been a theft.
No. There's been a theft, and I'm here to... Rob, find anything. Okay. But it's just anything that says alarm. You got it? Put it in. Okay, let's see.
Hello?
No, that's you, it's your daughter.
Yeah.
No, that's your son. Hold on. Here we go. That's your wife. He's pulling out your family tape. Come on. Here you go. Okay, here you go. Everybody, listen. There it is. That's an alarm.
Oh, God.
Warning, warning. Theft alert. Theft alert. This could only happen to me in these circumstances, I guess. Just because, well, it could happen to anybody. You know that tape of my wife?
Mm-hmm.
This one, the...
I got hiccups.
That she made on our vacation?
Yes.
Now, what she did was she got off the cruise ship in Cozumel, Mexico or somewhere.
Right.
She bought this tape recorder. Mm-hmm. She bought it at Radio Shack.
Ah.
And she said to me this morning, and it's not an expensive cassette thing.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Just a cassette recorder. Maybe, right. I don't know, $40, something like
made
that.
Made a nice tape.
I'm not sure. She said to me this morning, she said, oh, incidentally... Where is my tape recorder? From when I dropped you off at the station, where's the tape recorder? You didn't come home with it. I said, oh, gosh, I don't know. I came into work, and I just gave the tape recorder to the guy back there, and I said, you know, put it onto a CD. Mm-hmm. So I happened to mention when I got into that, because I know Frieda will bust my balls about this.
Somebody jack it?
Yeah, somebody. However, somebody jacked the tape recorder. However, Mike, they left behind... Frieda's cassette.
This is so curious.
So they took.
That was nice.
They took the.
So they took the cassette out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Did Rob, you put your fingers on it?
Well, so is John, and so did Don yesterday. I mean, it's already tainted.
Well, you know what is William Peterson going to say when he shows up for the CSI?
I don't know.
He's a blue light. Anyway, whoever you are, you bastard. Just ask me. I wouldn't let you have it.
Yeah. It's one of those youngsters.
I wouldn't let you have it.
It's one of those ruffians.
I know who it is. Somebody with a skull cap.
Right.
Generally speaking. Or not even a skull cap. Those guys who wear, like, the Beavis and Butthead hats. You know, the ski hats. They're not really ski hats. They're not really...
Well, who's here late at night? Who could we... We need an... We haven't had an Inquisition in a long time.
Who knows who's here late at night? Stuff always walks away. There's CDs walking away all the time.
Who could we... We must have an interrogation.
Let's have a trial.
We could call Greg Edger.
It's him. He stole it.
Guilty.
Guilty. He did it. Guilty.
Because Greg needs a tape recorder.
No, you know what? I think this would be a job for Joe. Joe, come in here. I want to talk to you anyway.
And also, if you wanted to interrogate John Norman, he's the one who...
No, John Norman would be...
No, I know, but he might...
As a material witness?
Yes.
Just ask John who he thinks stole it.
Does John have a suspect?
I don't know.
Joe? What are you doing, Joe? Are you answering the phone or are you coming
in? Forget it, I'm getting your stuff.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, this phone doesn't work back here anymore, man.
How come?
Something's always broken, man.
You can't
just know that.
How can I be hearing you while the extension to your desk is ringing?
It's magic.
He's on another extension.
I'm on the 444 line.
That's what I'm on.
Somebody jacked...
It works like that.
Get in here. Come here.
Okay.
Come here.
Somebody jacked the other extension.
Right, here is our production director, John. Hi, John.
I'm really sorry. I left it sitting after I got done with it last night. And like I said, they didn't take the tape out. I took the tape out. It was sitting on top of the table.
Ah. So do you have any suspects?
Well, no.
Come on.
Everybody's a suspect.
That means yes.
You know, the Rodafez guys are here and our overnight guy.
That's guilty.
Yeah, guilty.
Guilty.
Sprouse. We love Queensryche.
The overnight guy. I'm guilty.
All right, thank you. Joe, if you wouldn't mind, everybody, star of the Joe Show, Joe Ardinger, world's oldest phone screener.
Howdy.
Joe, why don't you...
Joe's give you a name.
Watch Snoop Around. Snoop Around. Snoop Joey Joe.
Hello, I was just wondering, my name's Joe Archer, and I'm wondering if I could ask you a few questions. Did you jack the tape deck, man?
We jacked Frieda's tape, man.
Listen, we got a theft on our hands. My name's Inspector Archer, and I'd like to ask you a few questions, if you wouldn't mind. First,
And most importantly, are you carrying any controlled substances I should know about? If so, you're going to need to turn those over to me post-haste.
And he's scheduled three narcotics.
Yeah. All right, so Joe, see if you can find out about that.
What is the small tape deck like Rob's?
Yeah, I mean, it's in the big picture, it's nothing, but I know that Frida's working today, so I've not been able to tell her that we've been raped and pillaged, that somebody has stolen her Radio Shack cassette recorder.
Joe, enlighten me, because I'm not versed in any narcotic other than the kind that you pour into a glass. What is a Schedule 3 narcotic, Joe?
Schedule 3 is a controlled substance, is it not, Buzz?
Yeah, it is indeed, as a matter of fact.
They are
our two experts.
Generally, the pharmaceuticals.
Yes, it is indeed. Indubitably.
Yeah. Joe Johnson and Buzz Johnson. Johnson and Johnson.
DEA keeps a close watch on your Schedule 3.
Ah, very good.
Was Frida insured for the tape deck? Because, you know, she may be a suspect herself. Why suddenly this morning she says, go get my tape deck?
Yeah. She had her big microphone sitting out.
Rob, are you alleging that Frida might have participated in insurance fraud?
Let's get to the bottom of this. That's all I want to do.
That's with somebody. It's with somebody. It's with one of those guys, like Don said, with a skull cap.
Yeah. Edger.
I want to hang him.
Or maybe a mullet. Either a skull cap or a mullet.
Edger.
And bad skin.
That's all three of us now.
And here's one. Joe, one other tip I think is maybe as to who stole it. That maybe he's had like five kids with like four different women.
Edger, that's it. It's complete. He's guilty.
Buzz, you want to join in on that one?
I think Edger's innocent.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh,
James. I'm the 12th angry juror.
Come on, play our game, Buzz. Don't make us a hung jury. Joe.
Yes.
Listen, I did want to ask you. First, thank you to both of you. Rob, you have the song for Joe's girlfriend?
I was looking for it. We don't have it.
It's not in the box. It's on one of those.
Okay.
It sure is. Joe and his gal pal, Tracy.
Yes.
House sat for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we appreciate that. Thank you for being so nice to our dogs.
Fun.
And
she loves your dogs. You're lucky you still have them.
Yeah,
I'm glad they're not all at my house right now.
That's what I heard. I heard you send an email to Frida that said, the German Shepherd, Clink, he misses me. And the middle dog, Max, he misses Frida. But the little one, Rudy, well, your girlfriend really wants to take that dog home.
And for some reason, when you got home, the dogs were all unusually hungry. Somebody jacked Rudy, man.
So, Joe, here's what I want to ask you. And I know how it is when you're at someone else's place.
Okay.
Yes, he does.
My room. Okay, Buzz, that was a long time. You know, I don't do that anymore, Buzz.
Oh, you don't? You've given up going through people's medicine?
Oh, no, he has not. I bet he'd do it tomorrow.
I don't do it with Buzz because I got tired of opening it up and seeing a note going, hi. You know, hello, Don.
Years I lived with the refrigerator in my bedroom. Years I lived with that grief.
Yeah.
So, Joe, this has nothing to do with medicine cabinets or toiletries. This has to do with home electronics.
Ah, yeah.
The room, my room.
Right.
The you know, you were in there, right?
Were you able to get the championship game last night?
Here's the thing,
I
Joe.
I hope so, because I don't know how that stuff works.
Yeah. I asked Frieda.
Although he tried.
I asked Frieda to tell
you why I tried.
I asked Frieda to tell you in a nice way, you know, that there were TVs all over the house. But that one TV in my room, the beautiful one, the perfect one that's right. Always set exactly right. Just watch anything except that. And I said to Frida, just find a nice way of saying that to Joe.
Right.
Because, you know, with Rob, who I'm more personal with, I just say to Rob, just keep your hands off all the stuff in this room.
Don't touch your special thing.
You should have said that to me. You know that wouldn't hurt my feelings.
Well, I thought that Frida would tell you.
But then I would have had a question. And
okay.
I'll tell you why I was in there.
Okay.
We were out, not the past weekend that was really a crappy weekend, but the weekend before was really nice. We were out barbecuing on your deck, on the patio.
Of course you were.
And it occurred to me that we could get some music out on the deck. So I went in and I changed Frida's TV, I guess I'll call it, for
the family room
lack
TV.
Of a better
yes.
Yes.
I turned that on to like the 80s music channels.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized, well, there was no receiver that might direct music to the speakers outside.
Ah, but there was.
Okay.
There was, if you had looked in the big room, there's a giant cabinet that has a stereo speaker.
Ah, see.
So, and a big console. So how did you end up in the room that was off limits?
The entire house, let's be honest, is just like a tweeter store.
Yes.
I mean, it's incredible. It's state-of-the-art home electronics, every nook and cranny.
So, Joe, all right, so you couldn't get music. How did you end up on in my room then?
Well, I said, it must come from Don's big TV. Uh-huh. And so then
that,
I...
You know what, that is the rebel side of Joe.
Yeah.
See, Joe's mind, Joe wasn't thinking...
It was the curious Joe
saying, knowing it was forbidden, and knowing, well, I know, he wouldn't mind if I went in just because that's where it's probably originating from.
So, well, that's not where it originates from.
I picked up, well, obviously, I picked up the remotes, and I couldn't make any sense of them, and then I figured, well, maybe if it does feed the outside, which it doesn't, obviously, then I could just tune it to a local radio station and then get music outside, which never happened either because it's all digital, and so it has those kind of settings on it that are all set by the master control.
Never mind, now I understand.
So he basically just totally screwed your room up?
Well,
or what?
I came home from work last night, and I'm ready to watch the game.
Right, the game.
And it's in,
congratulations, my home state for the national championship.
Oh, and don't forget, later today, we've got our Queens bet. We're
going to
be like old fag hags, and we're going to bet on the ladies.
Tonight, Tennessee versus UConn.
And I seriously, I mean this as a compliment. I think that that gal, Pat Summitt from Tennessee, I called a dyke yesterday.
Yes.
I think that she's an attractive woman.
Mm-hmm.
She's a leader of individuals, and I bet you she's got more down there than the coach of Connecticut does.
You think so?
I think so. She might be with like one of those Jamie Lee Curtis types.
Yeah. Oh, really?
That has both.
Yeah. Even though she's happily married.
Oh, yeah. And I've seen a documentary on her and her husband and her little kid that they
her and her wife.
Yeah. Well, you know, well, one person's husband. This
sure.
Is another person's wife.
You never know.
You know, I was watching Ellen DeGeneres today on my TV after
it. I think the best show of its kind on TV. Right.
Agreed. And I couldn't help but noticing that she's wearing a wedding band. Now, I know that she's way out there, Les, but I didn't know that she had actually gotten married.
Well, there are many places in the country still, right, where you can get hitched.
Yeah,
right.
But how come...
Before they outlaw it.
But how come she's not... Well, I know she's not like Rosie O'Donnell, that she's not going to get married and have a press conference, you know,
well, didn't
for the
she,
City Hall.
Isn't she pretty public with her with relationship with Anne Heche?
Yeah, look at Anne Heche now. She's gone back to, you know, man love, and
yes,
she's popped one out of the oven and everything.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, I'm watching... Anyway,
women.
Ellen. So, I'm watching the dumb Ellen show, because that's what I finally figured out. I get home last night. Now I'm going to watch the national championship game, Final Four. Here it is in my high def. I turn the TV on, except like times 1,000, and I'm frantically hitting every button, and I cannot get anything to work. Now I know that I know that I've set this system up perfectly,
uh-huh. Right?
That no matter what channel you're on, if it's in Dolby Digital, you got it.
Sure.
If it's in surround sound, you got it. If it's in high def, you got it.
You got everything there.
It's letterboxed, you got it. You don't have to touch one friggin' button.
Did somebody set it up for you?
Yeah. Of course.
There you go. Of course.
Of course. But he said to me, all these buttons are set right where they're set.
Just don't screw with it.
He said to me, never touch anything.
Right, right.
I've got it perfect right now.
Uh-huh.
And I said, fine, because generally speaking, I'm the only guy in that room. So I go in last night, and it's haywire, and I'm trying to figure out what's going on. I have to end up unplugging everything.
Oh, no.
Going through, because I couldn't even get DirecTV.
Right.
So I'm on the phone with DirecTV, and why is it when you call DirecTV for service, they always tell you the same thing. After you sit through the voicemail prompt, and I always guess wrong on that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just go, screw it. I'll push 6.
Right. Yeah, there's one number I know when you call DirecTV that you can get right through to a human being.
It's like, the second time I called, I thought it would be like any other voicemail prompt. If you just press 0,
right,
you end up getting an operator. Well, you press 0 on DirecTV, and it sends you just back to the main menu. So I guess if you don't have a touch tone, you're screwed. So, I had unplugged the receiver from the wall and plugged it back in and waited 30 seconds. But why is it that when you call DirecTV, you go, hey, it's not working, they say, okay, unplug the set,
right?
Unplug the unit. I said, I just did it. They said, well, please do it again. So
wouldn't this be, this is more important in your, as far as like day-to-day existence in your home than even your bathrooms running, even having hot and cold running water.
Yes, vital. This is vital.
Absolutely essential.
I can always shower outside using a hose. I can use a bucket of water. Keep
the power on the television, right?
Yes, you got to, and for a championship game, you got to have it. And the people at DirecTV, I got some mook on the phone who refuses to help me
right
until I, and so what I did, just out out of spite, since I had already unplugged the receiver and plugged it back in, he said, okay, I want you to go to the TV now. I want you to unplug the television and unplug the receiver. Wait 30 seconds and plug it back in. I said, okay. And I swear to God, this is what I did. I sat the telephone down. How stupid is this? And I look at my watch, and with one hand, I'm looking at the seconds go by, and with the other hand, I was just giving the telephone the finger. I hadn't gotten up out of the chair.
That's their fix all the time. I'm playing for 30
seconds. I didn't move, so 35 seconds later.
A 99% chance that's not the solution.
I come back, and I give him some of this. They're like, oh, yeah, hello, hello.
Right.
And the guy says, oh, great, let me see if that worked at all. And you hear him go, well, I show you, you're up and running.
You're receiving a signal, sir.
You're fine. So I figured that's not the problem. Uh-huh. I plug everything back in, and then it finally dawned on me, Joe, this reeks of Joe.
Yes.
I said, it's not like the buttons were pushed by someone who was trying to find something. The buttons were pushed by someone who was just pushing every single button.
Well, sort of.
Yeah, no. You pushed every button, and then if you pushed the button and it didn't do something...
You pushed another button.
You went back and you pushed another button, didn't you? Come on, you did, right? It's okay.
Hello, Joe.
Charlie said it
push
would work.
Push as many as you can.
Okay.
Hello, Charlie. Can you help me out with this?
All right, so now that we got past that... And,
but you got it up and running.
Yeah, I got everything.
Good. COVID that was better. My only concern. The rest of the time, we had a good time, and everything worked great.
So when you left the cave, you knew you had screwed everything up, right?
Oh, yeah, I knew I'd have to deal with it.
Joe, I
also realized that in today's electronics, as long as you just stop at some point and turn everything off, it'll be okay.
It'll be fine.
There you go. Joe, my next question would be about you and your wonderful girlfriend, who we're all very fond of. Tracy is her name. Here's Ron Dante and the Couplings, a little ditty they did for Joe's Girl. Tracy, when I'm with you. 321.
Excellent.
I sing this to her sometimes.
I like that.
You want to do some karaoke?
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, sure. All right.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get a little impromptu singing from Joe Arden.
The chorus. You know, come with me.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Scumbag Theater presents Dropout Sensation. Joe Ardinger.
Tracy, you're gonna be happy with me. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
blah,
yeah.
Blah,
there you go.
Okay.
Yeah, memorizing the lyrics, not his forte.
No need to. Were you gonna give him some reverb?
Nah, never mind. It's wasted.
So, anyway, it's Joe and his girlfriend Tracy.
Yes. Here we go.
Don't say no.
Look at him, Dan.
Hold me close. Tracy, never, ever, ever let me go.
He dances like a retard boy on American Idol.
He's got him headphones.
He's a musician.
Sure.
You do dance just like John Peter Lewis.
There it is. That's the really Joe. Do the Joe.
So, Joe, you and your girlfriend, Tracy.
Yeah.
I know that you are intimate with her. You're in love with her. Just to tell me something. How many different rooms? I don't need to know how many times, etc.
Only one.
Only one. Only the guest room.
Yeah, we work hard. We're very tired at night.
only the guest room. All right, good. And ever with the dogs watching?
Oh God, no.
Okay.
Can anybody really do it with the dogs watching?
I can.
They really can't hold a video camera, Don. They're not a video.
And Joe, you learn a little bit about something about somebody when they stay at your place. Joe's fond of Miller Lite. Man, are you fond of Miller Lite?
Well, that was only 1 week's worth, though.
And
another couple Saturdays in that week.
And also fond of the Bloody Marys.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. And one last question I had for you. This whatever it is that you left in the refrigerator, it looks like it might be chicken.
Yeah, barbecue chicken.
Barbecue chicken.
You know how he loves his barbecue chicken. Yeah.
Right now, would that be safe for me to eat?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to make sure that you didn't put any, you know, of your funky spray on it, or you know what I'm saying.
I ran out of funky spray, Don.
I pass on grass, Joe. You know
funky
what I'm saying.
Funky spray.
Okay. You know what I'm saying. It puffed the magic dragon.
Hey, right.
The song about a boy and his magical dragon.
Is this parsley? My favorite chicken has oregano on it.
And actually, maybe it's not even that. It'd probably be like ground up pills.
Sure.
With Joe. Oh, who's on the hotline already? Hello.
Calling.
Hello.
Anybody?
Was it Control 3? What is it? What is it? Grade 3?
Schedule 3?
Schedule 3.
Schedule 3.
Schedule 3, Control 3.
Enjoy your chicken with a little
Schedule 3 narcotic marinade.
Well, I don't know. That's someone who's got the number but didn't say anything. All right, well, Joe, thank you for the update on the house.
Okie doke.
And thank you for watching everything.
Nothing like having him come in at the beginning of the show. I am totally exhausted.
It's a good warm-up for the real Inquisition on the stolen tape recorder.
Sure.
Line is ringing again. Hello?
Hey, man.
Oh, it's my brother.
Hey, a perfect twin bill.
We've had twin sons of different mothers on the show today.
Dude, what's happening? My brother Jimmy. Jimmy, not that I'm counting, but here it is, 11 days until your marriage.
Right, we're leaving a week for tomorrow.
Right on, that's next Saturday.
Any cold feet, dude?
No.
You know what, I'm going to need an entire segment to talk to you about this wedding. Not that I don't want to talk you out of it.
You're going, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. No, we're going to be in Fremont, going to Las Vegas next weekend for my brother's wedding. Hey, Jimmy, let me book you as a guest on tomorrow's show.
Right on the show. I don't know. I'll be working.
You'll be working
right now.
I know. You're working now. You can do it tomorrow.
I guess.
Yeah, all right. Well, let me just tease ahead. I know that you'll have time for this. It's just I got to take a break. What are you doing now? You're driving what type of truck?
A cement mixer.
A cement mixer.
So you're back on the, you got rehired on the cement mixer?
Well, yeah, not rehired. I still have my job. It's just getting called back from layoff.
Oh, okay, same thing. Call back from layoff.
So are you
out here in the winter? We don't work.
So are you in Wisconsin? And you know, and he speaks for the entire state when he says that. Out here in the winter,
that's right.
We don't work. Welcome to Wisconsin.
Yeah, for anybody that's like pouring a basement or something like that, you might not want to do it when it's 10 below 0.
No. So Jimmy, are you doing all of this work now in Wisconsin exclusively, or do you travel to other exotic places like Illinois?
Yeah, we go to Illinois sometimes. I'm in Lake Geneva right now.
Amazing piece of equipment, isn't it, Jimmy? I've watched them. You can drive and mix the cement at the same time.
Right. And these trucks that we got, we can work to shoot and everything from inside.
Isn't that amazing, Buzz? Cool. I see that on the road, and I just say to myself, that is absolutely,
I've wondered about that.
Brilliant.
I wondered about that and wondered if that's like if that is like the Mr. Softy. Because when the Mr. Softy truck goes by, the thing's going around, but you know it's not really making the Mr. Softy.
No, that's just a ruse.
But on a cement truck, Jimmy.
That's grinding up everything.
Yeah. That's making the stuff, right?
Yeah.
Monsters.
So 11 days until you're married.
Pretty amazing, eh?
Mm-hmm. It sure is. And and you're having no second thoughts? It's full steam ahead?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
Are you distracted, Jimmy?
I'm at a job now where I'm filling this guy's wheelbarrows. He's doing a wheelbarrow job.
So you're standing next to your truck?
Those really suck.
Are you standing next to the truck and hitting the little lever?
No, I'm sitting inside.
Oh, you can actually work the thing from inside?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sitting inside listening to the stereo.
I'm sure that the client is glad to know you're multitasking on his dime, that not only are you operating heavy machinery and...
Yeah. Meanwhile, the guy that's working the wheelbarrow is out there like under 8 feet of cement now going,
turn it off! Meanwhile, Jimmy's sitting up there in the cabin just to call, hey, this would be a good time to call my brother on the radio.
Where'd that guy with the wheelbarrow go?
Hey, man, somebody jacked my partner.
Yeah, he's getting pissed off because I'm overfilling it, boy.
Uh-oh.
All right, well,
pretty heavy.
Go do your job. Call the show when you want to, have a last confessional before you get married.
Well, I tried calling last week.
And right. Jimmy, is this your second marriage, Jimmy?
Yeah.
They always work out better than the first anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
Thanks
for
making me feel better.
that's a little joke at my own expense there, Jimmy.
All right, dude. Well, listen, we're looking forward to seeing you guys next weekend.
And
we'll
sweet.
Well, Frida,
Frida changed her mind. She's coming.
Didn't she email you?
No.
Yeah, well, she told me that she did.
Well, I haven't checked my email for a few days, but... I just wanted to say, too, hi, H-I-G-H.
I don't get that.
I heard you a week ago talking about the way I spell when I email you.
You must have... See, Jimmy, we're on vacation last week, so you must have heard...
No, it was a week before.
Well, we were on vacation for 2 weeks, dude.
Oh, okay.
So what, it was the best of, Jimmy.
Did you send me an email and what... And I don't remember. You have to refresh my memory. What was it I was saying?
I don't remember, but I don't spell hi, H-I-G-H. Uh-huh.
How do you spell hi?
Hi, H-I.
Well, what if I was to say, do you spell the magazine High Times?
Then I would spell it high.
Spell it.
H-I-G-H.
Speaking of high, I think somebody's high and he's not in the studio.
No, we don't do that. We can test it.
Yeah, but how many of those...
When you have your test yesterday?
Aren't those the tests that you always study for? And I always tell you that you really should really study, not try that right before a cramming thing that you do.
Yeah. Why? The cramming thing works.
Yeah, time to defrost the yellow popsicle.
Oh, God. I have preached enough to him about
sure.
this.
Sure.
You live your own freaking life. Anyway, listen, you big I got a break. I love you, and we'll see you. Yes, and Frida's coming out there.
Cool.
Yeah, of course. We're both going to be there.
Well, that's good.
All right. Well, listen, call
again. Anybody else in the show coming or not?
No.
See, I knew they didn't care about me.
Oh, Jimmy, that's true. Jimmy would have liked to have come, but it was determined here.
Hey, hold on, you bastard.
That would be bad luck because it didn't work out last time.
And, Jimmy, it's not like it's exactly free to just get on an airplane and fly to Las Vegas.
Well.
All right, for Mike. Because Mike's a high roller.
Of course, I could fly there for
you
free.
You could call Elizabeth Vargas.
Or my new guy that called me and invited me out for 3 or 4 days in April or May. But, Jimmy, I've got my kids, unfortunately. Not unfortunately, but unfortunately, I can't make it to your wedding.
And besides, I
understand.
Okay.
Listen, what do you want? I'm your brother. Do you want me there, or do you want my show business friends there? Come on, real.
You really want me to answer that?
Yeah. Oh dear.
Yeah.
I want you to go.
Yeah. Of course, so you want me to go, but you know, my friend.
Yeah, screw the other people. I just want you and Frida to go.
There you go. All right.
We'll be there. We'll be there. Listen, call for more counseling. Call earlier, or don't call now. Call at a different time. This is a bad time to call. All right. I love you. I'll see you later.
Okay, dude. Bye.
All right, bye, Jimmy.
Wow.
Did I overfill your wheelbarrow? We had Joanne, your brother, the same impression.
Yeah. How y'all doing? I spell hi.
Hi.
What the hell was that about?
He was listening to a best of.
What
confused like many of our listeners.
What the hell was that about?
I'm pretty sure the best of segment he's referring to, he called in on.
Okay.
So,
right.
How was he thinking it was live if he was on it?
I don't know. Yeah, either way.
You've got a wheelbarrow.
We'll be right back, man.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
J-Lo's new song, Jenny from the Block, all about Lopez roots, about how she's still a neighborhood gal at heart. But folks from that street in New York, the Bronx section, sound more likely to give her a curb job than a blow... Our block party, the New York Post. Well, sorry about that slip up there. I have no idea how that happened, but it won't happen again. And that's your news.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello, la la la, the Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
How you doing, honey?
Yeah. I got hiccups.
I know. I know you do. What was that, Frida?
Someone called for a doctor.
What, Frida?
15. Can we lie? Can we fill in 15?
Uh-huh.
No, all right. All right. I don't even remember what it was. I got hiccups.
Can we?
Yes, you do.
She's can fine. We? Listen, I don't know if you've heard this or not. You have to, thank you, Robbie, for the music. It's time for Celebrities, Moms, and the News.
Oh, good.
You might notice that we rejoined with that tape with that... That dork from Fox doing the J-Lo thing where he's a DJ. He didn't mean to say it.
No.
J-Lo! Mike, this is news that will really interest you. Well, not only is it good news for Guadalupe Lopez.
Yes. J-Lo's mom.
It's Guadalupe Lopez.
Right.
She was in Atlantic City at that new hotel.
Yes.
The
Borgata.
Borgata.
The Borgata.
Guess what she was playing.
Was she playing high-dollar slot machines?
She was in guess what high-dollar slot machine Guadalupe Lopez was playing.
A $25 slot machine?
Doesn't have to be, but what kind? Wheel of Fortune. Yeah.
Yeah?
Guess how much she won. $2.4 million.
Oh, that's got to make people
mad.
That's
actually a $1 slot machine. So that particular $1 bill, she won nearly $2.5 million.
And who knows how many pesos that is.
Well, that's horrible because, I mean, J-Lo's got more money than Jesus.
Right.
Hello, J-Lo? This is your mom.
I no longer need you. You pushed me around for too long.
Guadalupe.
I can finally change my name. I hate the name Guadalupe.
Now, here's the quote from J-Lo's mom.
When I won, my knees were shaking. I started yelling and screaming.
She got a check for $121,000. The rest, she got the installment plan over 20 years.
Wow.
For the money. So that's J-Lo. Let me see. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, and then later, with she, I guess, had a glass of congratulations.
Of happiness.
Right. She was spotted singing where she sang, "Don't be fooled by the rocks, Mama Guadalupe." She's still Mama from the block.
So she had a little,
a little liquid courage. But I know you love that game. I know you love that. You play that game like a mental patient.
I love that game. I love the Wheel of Fortune. I have moved away from it, though, because, you know what? Not for Guadalupe, but they don't seem to pay out as regularly as other
right. And, Mike, let me I'll read you what happened to her.
Yeah.
You explain this. She hit a progressive jackpot.
That is a progressive jackpot where you throw your money in, and it takes all the money based on play, and it creates a jackpot that's a community jackpot.
It says where the money from over 200 slot machines is pooled.
Right. Ooh.
The winner gets a cut. She dropped in three coins. She bet $3 on this machine. Pressed the button. Boom. Guadalupe gets $2 million.
Wow. But doesn't Guadalupe have, does J-Lo give her mom money like so many celebrities do?
Well, I would think so, except for the fact that, well, hold on, what's the question?
J-Lo's got an unlimited fortune.
Mom says she'll use the first $100,000 to set up a college fund for her two grandchildren.
Oh, okay.
So
all right.
Apparently, she has a use for it.
Mm-hmm. No, see, I'd rather think of it the other way, Buzz. Why you always got to come in with the facts?
Oh, I'm sorry.
The
you
story
were
that I had, the quote just has, when I went, my knees started shaking, and I started yelling and screaming,
"Ayee!
Don't be fooled by the rocks, Mama Guadalupe."
Guadalupe.
Guadalupe. It was Guadalupe.
Guadalupe.
See, the mama from the block, see, my thought was that, you know, it would be, she would call her up and go, "Hey, guess what? Guess what, Mr. Ben Affleck?
I don't need your stinking money no more. Money? We don't need no stinking money. I'm Guadalupe Lopez. I am 58. I'm from New York."
Wow.
"And I was at the Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa." It seems to me that luck runs in the family, no?
You know, what with the incredible career of the daughter. Let me see. At first, the casino said, as far as we know, she's not Jennifer Lopez's mom.
Right.
But then Us showed up, and People Magazine showed up, and New York Post showed up.
Somebody was hip to that.
Turned out it is. Okay, here's something that, I guess, this caught my eye because it's a combination sellout and it's funny. Now, you know, you can remember, if you're old enough, like we are, and now, frankly, I don't care with what they want us to do now.
Right.
I don't feel the need to explain things to people who are not our age.
Okay.
So I'll say, do you remember the controversy when Michael Jackson bought the Beatles catalog and turned the very first Beatles song into a commercial?
Yeah, it was a huge controversy. Paul McCartney was very angry about it.
And at the time, people were like, boy, that like totally whores out the Beatles music.
Yeah.
Well, now everything is every song. No, nobody has any dignity. Our stars used to go to...
Except Phil Collins.
Oh, and listen.
If I hear one more... Hold on. You know, I go to a lot of animated movies. Do they all have to have Phil Collins singing on them now?
Hold on. Here's the deal. And here's the reason. And you can relate to this. He's divorced.
Yeah.
And when he went through his second divorce, all of those schmaltzy, crappy songs like "You'll Be in My Heart," "Baby," those are all songs he's writing for his kids.
Oh, okay.
So that's his rap as to why he sold out like that.
Okay.
Is for his kids.
Did it for the kids.
But hold on. If that hit too close to home, don't forget, he was the first guy to have a tour sponsored by Sears.
Yes, of course.
When he was with one of the Gen Men.
He was, I think, a sellout even before he got divorced.
So if you remember when that Beatles song came out, I think it was a Nike commercial. But it was Revolution, right? Revolution.
Yeah.
It was like Beatles fans looked and said, "God damn, that's the biggest sellout ever." And now, you know, every song is recycled and everything.
And now a lot of times before they're even 2 years old, they start selling out.
Well, Mike, Bob Dylan is doing this.
Oh,
Bob.
Hey,
Bob, wait a minute, hold on.
How's Joe?
Bob Dylan.
What did he do to your TV?
You'll never guess the company that Bob Dylan's doing commercials for. He's written the song. He performs the song
on stage while the product is placed around him.
Really?
The product is Victoria's Secret.
Really?
And while ugly Bob Dylan...
Uglier by the day.
Sits, you know, he makes Woody Allen handsome.
Yeah.
When Bob Dylan is sitting on his stool...
How about a new bra?
And I, you know...
a new bra.
To pray it's a stool, I'm thinking. Anyway, it's described that he's sitting on a stool, and he's got his guitar, and it's like he's, like, humming something.
Lay, lady, lay.
You can't understand.
That's always the case.
And there are girls walking around in their Victoria's Secret underpants.
Well, you know, you can even
bras.
An ugly model make themselves look good standing next to him.
So what, it's a great way to... To introduce people to beautiful underwear and to show how desperate Bob Dylan is now.
Little Tyra Banks.
When you buy the special bras that are in the commercials.
Right. Is Bob wearing one?
No, he's not.
Mm-hmm.
However, you can, for $10 in Victoria's Secret, buy a special 9-song Bob Dylan CD.
What? What marketing genius came up with this?
You know what this is? I'll tell you how this works. Well, give me the phone ring for a minute. You got that? I want to explain to you how
many bras must a man want.
I'll play both roles. Victoria's Secret. May I speak to the president, please? This is Aaron Spelling. I represent Bob Dylan. Hold on. Hello, Mr. Victoria. Hello, this is Aaron Spelling. Bob Dylan's desperate. We need to move the CD. He's not relevant anymore. I'm shopping him around. I've shopped him to the Gap.
He'll sell a lot of underwear.
I want to tell you something. Old Navy really wants Bob. But I heard there's a chance. We'll get back to you.
Oh, hey, I'll do it for anything.
And then, you know, then it's the call, and I'll be the agent now calling Bob.
Okay.
Go ahead, Bob.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, Bob, it's me, your agent, Aaron Spelling.
Hey, Aaron, what else?
Great news. You know that record deal you've been praying for?
I need it bad. I'm out of cash.
Are you ready for this?
What's that?
Victoria's Secret.
Hey, good news. Yeah, how are we going to do the commercial? Me with them around? Ooh.
We're going to sell your record where women buy underpants.
All right, make sure they bring plenty of makeup because I'm gray. I'm totally gray. Ooh.
Anyway, that's nuts.
How old is Bob Dylan now?
100.
Yeah, at least.
He's at least 60, right? He's at least 60. He's got to be.
I think he was born 1940.
Bobby.
Somewhere around there, because he's a contemporary of the Beatles.
Hey, Mr. Pennyman.
Research has shown that a lot of Bob Dylan fans, some of them, wear underwear.
Haven't been this happy since the Traveling Wilburys.
Traveling Wilburys.
Wilburys.
Traveling Wilburys. That would be Tom Petty. Jeff Lynne.
Roy Orbison.
Bob Dylan. Roy Orbison.
Roy Orbison, not blind. We found that out before the vacation.
Who am I forgetting?
The late George Harrison.
George Harrison. You know me. Yeah, regretfully.
Hey, did you hear that? Roy Orbison's not blind.
Oh, I heard that.
You learn something on the Don and Mike show every week. Thought he was blind as a bat.
We thought somebody jacked his sight. Dude, somebody jacked your sight.
You mean we all tolerated him looking that ugly because we thought he was blind?
Siamese twins.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear it for Siamese twins.
Well, you know, they like to be called conjoined twins.
Yeah. But hillbillies like to, I don't remember
what. Well, hillbillies like to be called sons of the soil, but it ain't going to happen.
So here's the deal.
I was close. Bob Dylan born May 24th, 1941, so there's still time to buy that birthday present.
Oh, very good.
So there are conjoined, there are, you know, at the head, the Siamese twins, and they got discharged from a Dallas hospital. They saw them on TV today. Now, they both have...
Were they separated?
Yes, and they both have, not that they're going to have to wear these their entire lives, they have, like, Frank Gifford football helmets on.
Oh,
they're not leather, but they're plastic.
You know, that does the mental picture for me that right can't there. Be permanent.
And the kids look...
Are they going to look like the Red Baron for the rest of their life?
Actually, they look like they might be in junior hockey.
Oh, okay.
They have
the
plastic type thing. And
sure.
They showed the kids learning motor skills, and they showed the mom and dad very happy. And anyway, you know, because you always report on Siamese twins, and we're fascinated.
That's nice when they can do a separation and they survive.
And now let's take you live inside the room where the operation took place.
Now, you won't hear any narration with this, but you will hear the actual sounds of the operation.
You know, much like with my wife and her and the tape recorder.
I got a hiccup.
It's a very delicate procedure where the conjoined twins were separated at the head.
Let's roll it, please. I know you want the jackhammer, but it's not working.
Delicate operation.
Hold on, let me try it again. There you go.
See, once you do that, look what happens.
Hello.
Here they go.
Hello.
Hey, kids, put these nice hats on.
There we go.
Wear these hats for the rest of your life.
Everybody looks good in the helmet.
So anyway, there's a Siamese twin story for you, because we always have Siamese twins.
Wonderful and a happy ending.
Does anybody care that Pam Anderson is going to marry Tommy Lee again?
No, I don't.
Okay, so then I'll move past.
I care deeply.
Well, Buzz, you can care deeply.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. I'm looking at all this other stuff that I've got. I don't know. You know, there's so much. Mike, say this for tomorrow. Arnold Schwarzenegger, when we were on vacation, had to take a sexual harassment course.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did. Wow. I have details about that. I've got,
You know, how come that goes under the radar, though,
basically?
Doesn't it?
No, I don't think it did. Well, if we had been here, it wouldn't have gone under the radar. Right. I got a story about my best friend, Matthew Perry.
Yes.
The guy that I met at the Super Bowl.
Is he okay? Everything going well in his life?
With friends. You know, I read between the lines. Since I saw the guy in that bar.
You know him.
Really partying and really pounding.
Right.
I read between the lines when he says that He after the last episode of Friends, they taped it, and this is all the big hype now. What is it? Blah, blah, blah. I'll never be involved in anything as successful as Friends again. What did I do after the... I went to my room and sat in silence for 4 hours. I don't believe that. I believe that there was a sound of glass. There was the sound of ice.
Yeah, and he had a nice cold one.
The bottles, and then, you know, I don't have time for all this stuff. Buzz has news. Buzz will have this stuff, some of the stuff.
Some of it.
Kelly Osbourne is in rehab. Ozzy over-medicated. Hold on. Kelly Osbourne has entered rehab for painkillers. Oh, and I do have something that goes along with this. Give me just a second. I do have, let me find it, because the Osbournes were on Larry King. Oh, hi. Jesus. And I have the transcript. This is funny. It's Sharon.
And she was very angry.
It's Sharon and it's Ozzy.
I'm very angry, Ozzy.
Oh, God.
Ozzy.
You know, I don't know where it is. Mm. Like, give me a second to find it, because I thought we could do it as a play.
I can't. Because I'm just very surprised that those kids ended up screwed
here it is.
Up. Yeah, I don't get that.
I got it right here.
How can that happen?
Here it is. Okay.
Morning. There's the camera.
Okay, we'll pass these back and forth. I'll be Sharon. Mike, you be Larry, and you be Ozzy.
Very good.
This is this will take us a couple of seconds, because it's the real transcript
of
the Osbournes when they were on Larry King. Right now, this is not a joke worked up by the guys, and we don't have writers on
the real transcript.
So, Mike, you be Larry, and you're going to have to pass the paper back and forth.
All right.
You ready now for the Don and Mike players? Rather than just read you the story about Kelly Osbourne going into rehab, let's now really replay the Larry King Show from Friday night with the Osbournes.
Hi. We have a rather sad note to begin with. What happened today, Sharon?
This morning we woke up and an English tabloid had phoned to say to our publicist that they had a picture of Kelly and that they said they were going to say that it looked like Kelly was doing a drug deal and they wanted our comment on it. So they sent the picture around to us, and that's what it looked like. Kelly was doing a drug deal.
Kelly's how old?
19.
They faxed this to you?
We have to keep passing it. Sharon responded.
Yes. And so Ozzy and I asked her. Ozzy asked her.
Where is it?
She was home, Ozzy?
Yes, I was long ago. I'm an abuser of drugs and alcohol for the best part of my life. And I asked Kelly on several occasions, are you taking drugs? And she said, I promise you, Daddy, no, nothing like this is happening.
So what happened today, Sharon?
We really need two copies.
You know,
yeah, that'd be
good. We really
need
to make us two copies.
Do it better.
Go make us two copies.
We'll make this thing sing if we have two copies.
Yeah. Go right now to a fax machine and make it happen.
It's just not working passing it back. You know why? It's the question of not just passing it back, but of finding our place.
Right.
See.
And also,
we're not that skilled.
Not a fax machine. That Xerox machine would do.
A mimeograph.
A copy. So here's the story about this. So they go on this show, blah, 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 blah. The Osbournes are considering hiring a live-in drug counselor.
Well, that the whole family could use one.
Kelly has entered rehab, addiction to painkillers. She's 19. She copped after a lot of twisting, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Jack is okay. Jack was addicted to OxyContin.
Mm-hmm. Hillbilly heroin.
The kids have nothing on Ozzy. Blah, blah. We've heard all
this. Schedule 3, right?
Yes, it is. Dr. Ozzy is suing. Blah, blah. Ozzy, of course. Dexedrin, Valium.
You know, they've had a lot of bad luck, that family, since you know, right with Ozzy's turning over the ATV. And
that's what it is, bad luck.
Buzz, what is this one? That Ozzy likes taking something called Z-Y-P-R-E-X-A.
Zyprexin?
Yeah, you're good at that. You're good at that.
I'll have to look that one up.
Is.
I'm not familiar with that one.
So anyway, Ozzy says that Kelly denied having the drugs. And that, anyway, here's now let's get back to this. We have two copies of this.
Do you want to take it from the top or from where we were?
I think we're fine right where we were.
Yeah. All right. So what happened today, Sharon?
Oh, she admitted it after a lot of twisting. She admitted it.
That she was a drug user?
Yes.
Of what drugs?
Pain pills. Which I was amazed you can buy online now.
Like what kind of pain pills, Ozzy?
Vicodin, Norco.
But to be truthful, and for her, I mean, we still don't know. I mean, literally, Larry, a couple of hours ago, she was admitted into rehab.
A couple of hours ago tonight?
Tonight. Today, I mean.
Did you go with her?
Nope.
I've been there before. It's a place called Promises down in Malibu.
And is she a willing contributor to this, or is she being forcefully taken?
Well, being a drug addict, Larry, and an alcoholic myself, telling the truth comes very, it doesn't come very easy. Mm-hmm. So you tend to BS a lot, and so I can't believe that we were buying into it, because she could tell instant stories, you know? And, you know, am I getting too heavy with her?
They're good liars, right?
Oh, yes.
But to be, you know, just to set this straight for Kelly, all this happened so quickly, within hours today.
But did she go willingly?
But it wasn't so much of a shock that she was just like, all right, let's go.
I got you.
So we didn't even have time, you know, for a good discussion.
But someone had to call to make arrangements for her to go, right?
I did.
The reality show resumes Tuesday. That's still on schedule to resume?
Yes.
It's just all so quick, right?
We just had to take evasive action very quickly, Larry, because the amount of pills that was found in her bag, it was astounding.
Hold on, time out. Here's a guy who knows what Z-Y-P-R-E-X-A is. Kim, or a girl, Kim.
Yeah, hi. Hi, guys.
Kim in Sacramento on KHTK. Oh, which reminds me, I wanted to mention this. Remember somebody yesterday called and told us that we were on Portland, Oregon?
Portland, Oregon, yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I found out it's an AM station, aren't they all?
Yes.
But it's not a POS AM station. It's like the one that should have hired us like 5 years ago.
Wow, very good. Cool. Great to be on in Portland, Oregon.
So we'll see if we last more than a month. Anyway, right. Kelly, what is that stuff?
It's Kim.
Kim, I'm sorry, Kim.
Zyprexa is an antipsychotic medication that's schizophrenics take usually.
Well, of course it is.
Cool. What happens if regular people take it?
It's supposed to stop voices in your head. It makes if regular people take it, it makes you really slow and, you know,
Joe.
It makes you like Joe. It makes you like Ozzy.
Okay. Like Ozzy. Joe,
all right, listen, honey, just calling with that. On Name That Drug, you won the Sopranos prize pack.
No way.
Yes way. A nice Tony Soprano rug. Nice a rug. A big, what is it?
Robe.
A
robe. Bathrobe. Beautiful bathrobe.
A robe.
Catch
the all-new episode of The Sopranos, followed by Deadwood this weekend on HBO. That's 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Thank you.
Can I ask you one question?
Sure.
Did you wash your you-know-what today?
Oh, yes. Thank you, honey.
Thank you for cleaning it up for us.
Thank you.
And for remembering.
Answer yes.
Thank you.
You could eat off it. Really.
As you'd want to.
Let's see. Where were we?
Hold on. Right, there was a bag full of them. How long will she stay in there for, Sharon?
Hold on. I lost
it. It's in the middle.
In the middle. Oh. I don't know. They must still be assessing her as we speak. I don't know.
Is your son there with her?
Yes.
Didn't he have a problem?
Yes, he did.
Was he in rehab?
Yes.
Was he at the same place?
No. I can't say that I'm angry. Well, I am angry. I am angry. I am let down. I feel I failed. He's failed again. It's just happened again, and I can't take it. Can't take it.
You think somewhere you went wrong, Oz?
Oz.
Great question.
Well, you know, Larry, I believe it's a family illness. Because I am a drug addict.
Thanks a lot.
Do you think it's genetic?
I think it's in the genes, you know. And but when you asked Sharon, said during the break, when you see the footage of the kids, you know, home videos of your kids, you don't think they're going to. I thought that's sort of enough for me to never get anywhere near it. But in this day and age, you know, the availability of getting drugs is incredible. You can get it online.
And these are all prescription drugs?
Yes.
What was the picture they were going to run?
Of this guy. Oh, I'm sorry.
Of this guy, Ozzy. Of this guy, Kelly had pulled up in her dad's car, and she was giving him money, and he was taking the money.
For an illegal drug or illegal?
I have no idea.
That looks illegally obtained. That looks illegally obtained the drugs.
I have no idea.
What do you know? That's the transcript. It says, Larry. That looks illegally obtained the drugs. That's probably what Larry said. That looks illegally obtained the drugs.
I have no idea. And it's not like when we first received the picture this morning. It wasn't like, you know, I was just like, is it true? Is this what it is? You know?
And literally, I walked out of the room and I came back in the room and there was this big debate going on and she was still denying it, you know? To you? Was your son there too? No, he was down in Malibu.
So we came up together?
Yeah.
So she's denied it completely? What did she say the picture was?
Holiday snapshots.
Whatever. I mean, that's just, that's irrelevant. The thing is, it's like, you know, here we are again, you know.
Ozzy is in good health again, are you?
Yeah, I'm recovered.
Your recovery complete?
Oh, not complete, but I'm better than I was 4 months ago.
This is like as funny as if we tried to sit down and write jokes, yeah. Isn't it, really?
Did you ever think you're cursed, blessed, and cursed?
For every good thing that's happened to the Osbournes, there's been an equal share of bad things. Sharon got cancer. I fell off the bike. My son went into rehab with drugs. Now my daughter's going into rehab with drugs, you know?
Lawsuits.
Lawsuits? They invented the Osbournes.
Everybody wants a piece. It's, I don't know. You know what, sometimes, Larry, I've been asked that before. And I said, no, don't be ridiculous. I'm beginning to wonder.
How did they get rid of the problem with you?
Well, you don't get rid of... Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, Sharon, you don't get rid of the problem. The problem's always there.
How long since you've been on drugs?
Well, I had an accident. I had to go on certain narcotics for the pain.
Did that send you back into addiction?
No. No. I had someone... hold my medication, and as the doctor prescribed, I am down to like one pill a day. And this Monday, I will be off completely.
So before the accident, how do they get you off of it? What happened at rehab?
What they do in rehab, Larry, is teach you the disease of addiction and alcoholism, and they talk to you. Whether you want to go to these meetings that they have, or I always found when I stopped going to the meetings, I started drinking.
Uh-huh. Were they important to you? Do you still go to meetings?
Yes, I do.
Have you ever been tempted, Sharon?
No. But I'm thinking about it now, because I can't take all this crap that's happening. No, I fooled around when I was young, but I never.
She was never the hard... Never like me, you know.
At your worst, how bad was it?
Very bad, Larry. I'll tell you, I was hitting up like... Because in my day, you couldn't get it online. And thank God I would have been dead if I could have gotten it online.
What pills were you addicted to?
Vicodin. Every kind you can think of.
Oxycontin?
Oxycontin.
Is that worse than Vicodin?
My son was on that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But there's a new pill every day. A new pill. There's a new craze. I've never taken ecstasy. I tried heroin twice. I did a lot of cocaine. I did a lot of LSD.
Did you almost leave him?
Many times.
What made you stay?
Because I love him, and I want our family to be together.
How's your son doing?
So good.
He's nearly got a year of sobriety. He's nearly got a year of sobriety.
April 23rd, his first summer birthday, so he's doing good.
Good for Jack. I'm really proud of him
for doing that.
That's
wow. We are. I mean, really.
Wow.
I would watch the Osbournes again if Larry King would move in.
That was tough to read. It was too funny.
And the thing is, playing the tape, you don't understand what Ozzy's saying.
Right.
Right. That really, when they re-ran the Larry King show with this, they had to use subtitles like they do on the Osbournes.
Because he's so unintelligible.
But you couldn't understand.
I made him a little more understandable.
Yeah, and we thank you for that.
Yeah, like, he would have said, Vicodin would have been, he wouldn't have said, Vicodin, he would have said, right.
Yeah. Anyway, there's a whole lot of other stuff that I wanted to talk about, but, well, another time, another day. Listen, your phone calls, let's turn that off. Give me that thing. Let's take phone calls now.
Okay.
On a phone scan, 877-365-3636. That's a number from Canada, 800-636-1067. Get on the line to get on the air, the rotating random phone scan. These are live unscreened telephone calls, and we'll take them next.
I'm better than I was 4 months ago.
I talk about it. And she's had a lot of work done, right?
Yes, she has.
She used to be like Delta Burke.
Hey,
like,
she's entitled.
Fat like Delta.
Yeah, she probably is, really. You know, she is the only sober one in that family.
Right. You know, everyone in my family's done drugs, and I want to do some, but I don't know who that. What was that man's name that I met? Oh, hold on. I remember his name. It was
Michael Elston.
Hello, this is Sharon Osbourne. I'd like some. What were they called?
It doesn't matter, Don. They're all Schedule 3s.
I'd like some Schedule 3s, bud. Mine.
Pretty put upon Sharon Osbourne.
Yep. Call now, okay? Everybody call now for the phone scan. Your live call is coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Are you going to sing and dance with him?
I'm going to do the chants. We have a chance national anthem.
Okay.
You ready? Stand up, chants. Okay?
Come on, darling. Don't be scared.
Okay. I wrote this song myself. This is a good boy. This is a nice boy. This is a happy boy. This is the chancy man. The little chancy man. How we love the chancy man. The chancy man. We love his little nosy and we love his little nosy. And that is why we love the chancy man. The chancy man.
Falls Church, Virginia. Hello.
Hi, Larry. There's a couple guys here in Washington, Don and Mike, who play a tape of you getting asked about journalism by somebody, and you think he's talking about medical school. Do you remember that?
No.
Do you ever listen? Have you ever heard Don and Mike?
I never get to hear them. They were on the morning. They're on the afternoon. I never get to hear them. We took over their show one day. I went, in fact, the day before the heart attack, we went and took over their program one morning. And totally destroyed them. You could doctor tapes.
Let's take a call. Cape Hay, California. Hello.
Hi, Larry. Hi. Don Imus. How you doing today? Love your radio show. Can you tell me what happened to Don and Mike in New York City? If they're not on live anymore?
Are they back on? They were taken off for a while. Are they on or not on the air in New York, Don?
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know whether they're on or not.
Well, Don and Mike are on. They're on in Washington, right? Don and Mike.
I think that's where they originated from. Now,
yeah. Las Vegas. Hello.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I am a visionary. Who are you?
Mike, you know, that is a little known fact that we shouldn't be proud of it, obviously, but we certainly don't talk about it enough.
Hold on, let me do this.
They're garbage cans, right. Don and Mike.
You talking about Larry's heart attack?
Larry, the day after Larry did a guest appearance on our show, he suffered a massive coronary.
Yes.
Well, I don't know what that has to do with anything, but you know, perhaps the stress of being on the show.
I know it inspired the best ride at his theme park. Larry Land, remember riding the heart attack?
The heart attack.
The heart attack.
Yeah, he had and he even laughs about it. I don't know why, but...
Here you go.
Very interesting.
You know, we have... I don't have time for that. Forget it. I was going to play all the Larry King... We got so many King tapes. I almost went and grabbed the one where he came in on the show 15 years ago when we were all caught up in...
We were all, like, impressed with
it. But that's the day that he came on the show, and then the next day he had his first...
Right.
He's had, like, how many? 25 or 30 heart attacks now?
He smoked a lot. I remember he had yellow lips.
Post scan, that's not changed. That's not changed. His frog-like complexion.
He had really yellow lips. Wow, the nicotine. And he smoked those brown cigarettes, Moors.
Yes.
The red, like, heavy-duty Moors.
Enjoy me for a Moors.
More, because it has more tar and more nicotine.
Call down. More thrills, more adventure. 877-365-3636. From America, Canada, 800-636-1067. Here we go. These calls are on screen, live calls. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Larry King interviewing Dale Earnhardt Jr. about a month ago. Where were you when your father died? About 100 yards in front of him?
That's right.
That is so true.
It's another good Larry. A true Larry King.
A true Larry Moore. We asked Dale Jr. where he was on the same damn track.
About 100 yards in front of him, Larry. Take you out, bang. I kick your suspenders.
Yeah, you moron. Come on now. Do your research.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yes, we are. Hi.
Hey, it's Robert in Sacramento.
Thanks, Robert. We didn't need that, but hi.
Okay. Hey, Mike, your Red Sox, they may have a chance this year. They got Jesus playing in center field.
They do. That's the talk of spring
training.
They got a guy
Jesus?
No, they got the guy, Johnny Damon, the center fielder for the Red Sox, who came to spring training. Shoulder-length hair and a beard. They call him Mountain Man because he really looks... He looks like Sasquatch. It's amazing.
Yeah, he is straight out of the 70s.
It's not even an average beard. It is a beard that takes up his whole face, and he's got shoulder-length hair, and it looked ridiculous. I went to a couple of spring training games, but it looks like Jesus is in center field.
Well, you know, baseball is like any other sport. Right now, when everybody's, you know, 1 in 162 or whatever.
Right.
Oh, and, what I'm saying is now,
yeah,
it'll be
spring
cool.
Journal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Wait until the Red Sox lose 15 in a row.
No, they say actually he has said that the first thing he does when he goes back to Boston, they're on the road. Now, in fact, they're playing Baltimore this afternoon and winning 3-0. He's going to get a haircut and shave his beard off when he goes back to Boston.
You are cocky always.
Yes, end of the fourth inning. Kurt Schilling pitching a shutout to the Red Sox.
No, yes. Same score.
Yes, absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike show. I got a Red Sox treat for you today.
Somebody was asking.
I really do.
You do?
In the next segment.
Somebody mentioned a Red Sox treat for you. Gary and Garth were asking me if we had done a bet this year. I said we had bet. Didn't I say they were going to go to the World Series this year? Or did I say they were going to win the World Series?
Yes.
Well, no, now don't say that because
I don't
remember. But we haven't come to terms.
No, we've not. I don't remember what
it was. We should probably do that.
Rob, would you look into that?
Ozzy, I've never been able to understand you.
Pipe down.
That's just a guy on the phone.
Yeah. I think that it is go to the World Series. I have it upstairs.
I think it's go to the World Series.
Yeah, but when we discuss the terms, I'll have it for you tomorrow. I've got the post.
Okay, we didn't discuss terms.
I don't think we've discussed terms yet of this year's bet.
$1 million.
And don't forget, we got to get our Queens bet about the about the game tonight. Now, this should be something faggy, since we're like two fag hags betting on women's basketball.
All right.
Something faggy.
Something that we will do.
Something
that'll be faggy.
Yes. All right, well, let me think about it for a moment. Because
we're dressed to work.
There are always faggy thoughts going through my mind. I am queer eye for the straight guy always.
Wear a dress the whole day. Wear a dress the whole day on the show so that we can... It'll be a simple bet, and during the show, either one of us will enjoy the... and it'll be a dress that the... It'll be a dress that we can enjoy. If you're wearing it, I will have a great day.
But we're going to have to delegate getting the dress because I don't want to go get a dress for you and you don't want to get one for me.
No, we'll get two dresses and...
Get us two
frocks.
Get us moo-moos.
Something well-cut, I
get us something Homer would wear.
Absolutely, and we don't have to worry about footwear.
Thank you.
Right?
Hello.
We have to wear, but the only thing is, when we wear the dress, we can't wear a shirt under the dress.
I'm down with that.
Me too.
I'll go flawless. Hello, Don and Mike show. That might be the faggiest thing we've ever come up with.
I get credit for it.
We've dressed in drag before.
Yeah, it's been too long for me. You know, really, you know how I feel about this bet. I win either way.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don.
I'm really going to watch it. Boy, that game's on tonight against American Idol and against 24.
I won't watch it.
I will. I'll go back and forth.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Hey, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, I got a question for you, Don.
Yes, sir.
Is your toe completely healed up yet?
It's a fungus. Toe fungus update.
Toe fungus? Yeah, my toes look...
You were just down in warm weather, and I'm sure you had your sandals.
Ask my wife. 9 out of 10 look perfect.
What about the 10th one?
Still
healing? Is that
the 10th one, I've determined the only way that that's going to go is to remove the toe.
Oh.
So now there's... There's one toe that's just never going to go away.
So I've seen the doctor, but I'm getting mine treated. Should I not pursue that then? Do you think it's pointless?
I would say my only complaint with it was the price of the treatment.
Yeah.
And the doctor said to me, wait till over 6 months, then over 9 months, and it's been over a year now.
Wow.
I think my feet look pretty good.
Which is the toe? Hold on, sir. Which is the toe? Which is the bad toe?
It is the right foot, third from the big one. Right in the middle.
Right in the middle?
Yeah, the FU toe.
And you had success with that Haitian doctor?
Rob, everything's good in Haiti. You know that.
I know, he's really...
Me no Haiti.
It was a witch doctor.
Me lovey Haiti.
Put that toe in front of it and shake a rattle at her.
And then right after that, he gave me a fine for indecency. Okay, what do you want there? I'm sorry, thank you for waiting.
I'm like having the same problem in one of my toes, and my big toe is starting to get all purpley and nasty looking.
Right.
I'm like 21, so I'm like half your age, so a little bit of a problem.
Let's think about that for a second. You're 21, yet, you know, by the time you're my age, where will you be in life? Let's think about it. I'm not going to take that as a put down anymore. Don, I'm 21. I'm half your age. Okay, when you're 42, I guarantee I'll be driving my big old man Cadillac boat down in Florida, and I go past some goddamn car wash, and you go, hey, Don, you are now 62. I am still 42. But I kid because I love you.
Of course, absolutely.
I kid because I love you people, and you seem to understand our language.
Yes, of course they do.
So I'll tell you that the answer to this is really to go to the doctor, and I screamed about it for years.
Uh-huh.
Go to the doctor and get the dumb pills for your feet.
Okay, mm-hmm. I will.
But how much did it cost? How much did it come out?
It's expensive. Do you have insurance?
That's the funniest part of that call.
That's maybe the funniest thing I've ever said on this show.
Do you have insurance?
Habla español. Right. That's 65 pesos.
Yeah.
Huh?
Bueno.
65 peso copay. That's what he's got.
I am about half your age.
On his HMO. Hello, Don and Mike show. And I don't know why I took that. I took that totally the wrong way.
I took that as
the guy was saying, I am only half your age.
Well, I was the same age as you. I took it the same way.
He was working, yeah.
I think he was working.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike. It's Roy Orbison.
Hey, what's happening, Roy? We understand you can see.
Oh, well, not anymore.
Oh, no, I know you're dead, but I meant when you were alive.
That's good, and he's gone, and he should be gone. That's perfect.
That's good. That was a good one. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, Mike, this is Martha Burke here. Are you going to watch the Masters, or are you going to come to my demonstration this year?
I will be watching the Masters. I do not support that cause, unfortunately.
I want to say something to you. You're a sexy, sexy lady, Martha.
Don?
Yes, Martha.
Can you make me a sandwich?
You know, Martha, affected with the Masters, CBS yes. is going to carry, I think, 20 consecutive tournaments in high def.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Don and Mike show, hello.
Man.
What's going on?
Let's figure out a good place to watch that, Rob.
Hey, I'm the program manager of WBVA, The Buzz in Norfolk, and I like to play all comedy radio network over the Don and Mike show because I think it's great.
Hold on now. Is this really one of our program guys, or is this just
a listener? No, he's saying this is a listener who's commenting on a mistake that the station is making. Oh. Are they really doing that to us, sir?
I listened instead of your beginning monologue. I listened to an excellent phone scam about a guy calling a dog breeder about sending dogs to Mars.
And comedy. So what That's you're saying great. Is, now was the guy running another show instead of ours, or was he running two shows at the same time?
He was running it instead of the first 20 minutes of your show.
Hmm. And he's running it simultaneously. Were we in the background?
No.
Instead of.
What station is this?
WBVA The Buzz.
And don't miss another good thing we've picked up off this call is he calls the first segment the monologue.
The opening monologue.
He's correct about that. Thank you, sir. You're right about that. Sometimes we have a desk piece.
I almost went back and started working.
Sometimes we ask Rob to go over and panel with us. WVBA, that's Norfolk, Virginia Beach.
Yeah.
Right, okay. I don't know what to tell you, sir. One of the clowns there is Todd Howard, and the other clown is Ron Cohen. I'm doing my best to get with the network now to figure out, and from what they tell me, and I have no proof of this, for a while I gave up interest in keeping track of where we're syndicated and what, because frankly, I'll be honest with you, we had so long of a time of bitching with the network that finally they just said, listen, we'll pay you all this money, like you were on 100 stations, just shut up.
Right, they said, we'll pay you all this money at the end of the year. And, you know, and just don't worry anymore.
Well, that's in writing, Mike.
Yeah, I know it is.
That's in writing.
I know.
So, yeah. So I hadn't thought about it, but now I find myself being reinvigorated. When I look and I say, okay, Portland. Now, that's a good clear.
Well, and I'm also curious if the guy is running something that's, and he's supposed to be running the show. We have a listener of that station. Do we normally come on and you hear us at the beginning?
I hung up on him.
You hung up on him? All right. He apparently, because he's familiar with the monologue, apparently.
I'll call the station.
Find out what happened.
I'm going to take
they might have had a technical issue.
TN20. Welcome to Suncom, a member of the AT&T Wireless Network.
What?
The
customer you have called is unavailable.
Oh, what?
It's a cell phone. Hold on a second.
Oh, no. Don't tell me they got a radio station giving you a cell phone for their main number.
Oh, but that just might be our contact number.
That's problematic.
Here, let's see.
AM 1450. The Buzz.
Hi.
Hello?
The number you have dialed, 757.
Right. Yeah, I got the number right.
Disconnected. 757.
Okay, well, it's been disconnected.
It's been disconnected.
Oh, they moved.
It, what's going on?
You know, someday we're going to do affiliate roulette here. Someday we're going to bring that to... Hi, Joe.
That's Joe. Great, because that's on their website. That phone number.
That phone number's on the way. Just ran that in?
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll find out what's going on there.
Well, obviously, if they're disconnected.
Also, I want to look into... Portland, like I said, that's a good market for us. That's a top 30 market. KOTK is a good station we should have been on for a long time.
Very good.
Also, I'm hearing now that in Kansas City on KCTE, they're liking us there. Also, I'm hearing that, when I put a little, Superior, Wisconsin. For whatever reason, we got a call from Superior, Wisconsin.
Superior, Wisconsin.
Didn't even know we were on there.
Where would that be, near the lake?
I guess. WGEE. It's G, like gee whiz.
Gee, what an interesting show.
Anyway, they called and they said that, like, at first when they put the show on, that usual, all the church groups, they just...
Well, that's good. That's always a good sign.
Awful. But now, apparently, they've won we've won them over.
Oh.
So I guess a spotlight on Superior, Wisconsin.
Thank goodness.
And also, I wanted to mention the Buffalo station. What's that guy's? That guy is incredible. The program director of our station in Buffalo, WBUF.
Right.
92.9.
What's he saying?
That guy is all over it. Like, I mean,
that's why I think we're getting all the Canadian listeners from him, too, right?
He sends all the stuff saying, we're running commercials for the show, and the people are calling about the show.
Right.
So, spotlight back on some of these affiliates.
Thank you, WBUF. That's a great affiliate, and we're very happy to be on there.
And also, I should thank, as long as I'm doing this now, I got the list in front of me, I also wanted to say, KALL, Big 700 in Salt Lake City. Now, this for this show is a true success story.
Yes.
That they took this show in Salt Lake about 9 months ago, and I found out the reason they took it. They took it because they wanted Notre Dame football or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, we were piggybacked on another Westwood One.
And it was one of those Westwood One things where they say, well, Don and Mike really need a top 30 clear, so we'll give you football or whatever it is if you run the Don and Mike show. And most of these stations run it for a month and then drop it.
Right.
Well, they've kept it, and the ratings are going up and up and up.
Cool.
And that's another one of the markets now that we're going to shout out to. That would be Salt Lake City, you know, where we never thought we'd last. As it turns out, not only are we lasting there, but some people are listening.
That's very good.
The station is registering. However, on the downside, I do have to point out, and I'm looking at this list, and now going on what Westwood One gives me, we have anywhere between 40 and 75 stations that are currently airing this show.
We have no real knowledge as to how many we have.
No.
Now, you'll be pleased to know that according to the state of Virginia, there is no WBVA.
Really?
So,
well, that guy was listening to something in Norfolk.
The fact that they got anything on the air, I think, is great.
Well, maybe they could call us. If we're now being broadcast on that radio station, maybe they could pick up the phone and let us know what's going on.
So what I'm trying to do is get reinvigorated about this.
They have a board op if they're running our show.
Want to spotlight certain markets. However, there's one market, and I know we get calls from the Bay Area, so I know there's at least four or five people that listen to this POS station that we're on.
Good.
KYCY in San Francisco. I did a little research last night, fixed the modem on the computer, did a little research. I got some passwords to get into past ratings and stuff.
Right.
And I'm perplexed because every time it keeps saying sample zero, sample zero, sample zero. And I'm thinking, well, now, come on, this can't be right. I'm not putting the right call letters in or the right zip code or the right city.
Right.
No, the station that we're on in San Francisco, KYCY, they are doing so poorly. Nobody is listening.
Right.
And I mean not even a tenth of a percent of people. They have a track record now, and I researched it going back the last 5 years, which would be there are four ratings books a year, so that's 20 ratings books.
Mm-hmm.
20 ratings books in a row, the station is not even shown in the ratings.
Wow.
20 in a row.
Oh, no.
But I'm proud to say that they're the flagship for the Don and Mike show in San Francisco.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. So, you know,
yeah, baby.
Let me just say that. I'm balancing this, though, because every time I find something.
Well,
like,
you should also mention we haven't been on that station for 5 years either. That is an affiliate that we've only been on for a year or two?
We've been on 2.5 years.
2.5 years.
2.5 years.
There you go. Another 2.5. 2.5 years before they were stinking still.
Yeah.
We didn't. Well, we can't save them all.
I know. But listen, spotlight here on Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
Hello. Spotlight on Portland, one of our new markets. And spotlight on Kansas City. And a big spotlight on Buffalo.
Yeah. And in San Francisco, let it be known from the highest mountaintop, we are poised for success.
We're poised to crack
right.
the top 50.
We're going up. Regretfully. The ratings have been low.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, I always enjoy your take on The Sopranos every Monday. Have you not been keeping up with it?
Oh, you know, I apologize. We were on vacation
for
2 weeks.
Can I ask this guy a question without giving away the play? Did you get a chance to see the...
No, because I watched the basketball
game. Well, let me ask him cryptically, sir, without giving any details. Did you not think that the Sunday night episode of The Sopranos was one of the best ever?
Last Sunday's was one of the strangest and most intense episodes
absolutely.
In a while.
Absolutely.
Yeah. From the moment it started until the moment it ended, it was, the best one I've seen in years.
I can't wait for your guys' take on it.
If you could just give me a... Oh, God, but...
I will give you a hint, also, including a major character who I thought... Was out of the show. I really thought he was going to, and he came damn close to being out of the show.
Tonight,
close.
American Idol and 24th. You know what? Just tell me who got killed. Just tell me.
All right, he didn't get killed, but I'll tell you, Christopher almost got whacked.
Very close.
Because Tony almost...
All right, don't tell me anything else.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to watch the rest of it.
They're
great.
Good.
All right, I'll watch it.
I mean, right to the point, I will
should've
tell you.
Should have watched it.
Right to the point where there was a gun at his head.
Should have watched it last night. Yeah, there's Connecticut winning by like 50. And I'm sitting there like a dope because it's in high def. I'm watching it. Going, oh, well, it's pretty. I'm going to watch The Sopranos. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don.
Don and Mike, hi.
Yeah. Did you hear about Richard Simmons?
Richard Simmons slapping a guy? Yeah.
Yeah.
While we're on vacation.
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you for the contribution.
Did you expect a comment from me? I mean, what do you want? You want me to call him a faggot? What do you want?
I was wondering, because you guys were out for 2 weeks, and he did all this during your vacation.
Uh-huh. Yes. Well, it's very connected.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Sweating to the retards.
Don't overthink it, sir.
That's what I'm doing right now. Sweating to the tards. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, I believe I have the answer to the baseball bat.
I mean, as far as what we can do?
Yes.
Yeah, now you're talking baseball, or are you talking about our Queens bat for tonight?
No, the baseball bat.
Baseball
that you guys
bat.
Made.
All right,
Mike,
go ahead.
Mike said that the Red Sox would win their division by 2 games or more.
I don't think you said that.
Yeah, I might have.
I might have.
Well, either way, Rob's got it written down. If you're right.
You know, I think this guy's spot on. Yeah,
we'll
the Red Sox. I said they're going to win the American League East this year.
You're right, you're right. All right, thank you.
I thought he was going to give us a suggestion for the bet.
Yeah, no, that was, he just called it what it was.
I think we should wear dresses.
Hello.
Win or lose.
We got that.
Hello. Hey, Dynamite.
Hello. Listen, how many times have I covered for you during a regular day when you come in wearing one of your sundresses in the middle of winter?
I know. I miss those Halloween shows.
Hello. Last call.
Hello, Dynamite.
Yes. Last call.
Hello, Dynamite.
Yes,
no.
Come on.
What, moron? What?
A pox on you! A pox on you! A pox on your family! I hope your nipples fall off and blood cascades out that is swallowed by your
teeth have been knocked out.
Yeah! Get off my phone, you dope!
No, wait a minute.
Dude, you're calling a national radio show for
but I'm delivering mail at the same time.
Pardon me?
I'm delivering mail at the same time.
Oh,
yeah. This is all right. Well, you know what? Just because you can't multitask,
don't let our listeners suffer. I'll meet you on the next McDonald's when you decide to take it out against society. Get off my phone, Newman. Dummy. No prizes for you today.
No
prizes. That's it. End of phone scan.
And incidentally, for those of you at home, if you're ever looking to insult a mail carrier, a letter carrier, as they like to be called, simply call him Newman.
Always works.
Men or women.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The thing you read when he came in, he was good.
They built tremendous highways. He returned, you know, got all the...
It's Marge Shaw, the late Marge Shaw, talking about Hitler.
Factories going, everything. He was good at the beginning, but then he went nuts. He went berserk, I guess, and I think even his own generals tried to kill him, didn't they?
Yeah.
Everybody in history knows that he did, was good at the beginning, but he just went too far.
Yeah, Marge. Thanks, Marge.
Yeah, you got
that right, Marge. That's exactly how it happened.
Let them give ye a comedy facial. Don and Mike.
Hey, now listen, don't forget, because we're big queens. We're like in the birdcage.
Yeah.
We're betting tonight on the game, on the girls' basketball game. I'm betting on Pat Summitt and the Lady Vols from Tennessee.
And I'm going for a clean sweep by the state of Connecticut, the UConn Lady Huskies.
Do you know the name of the guy that's their coach?
No. I didn't watch the game. I don't like basketball. I like baseball.
We're betting it.
Oh, but I know it's UConn because I'm from Connecticut.
I got something baseball for you in this break.
Oh, that's good.
So anyway, I only mentioned this, our queen bet, because, Rob, I guess you're in charge. You better get a dress tomorrow. You know.
You just want one of mine?
Not unless it's been cleaned. But a dress.
Rob, do you have one at home?
No.
We need a dress for either Mike or I. And I believe that...
I don't want anything tight.
Isn't Connecticut favored tonight?
I think so.
What's the line on that game? I think Connecticut is...
You're asking me these questions that I have no answer to.
Hold on, give me a second here.
You said, Moo-Moo, this something flowing?
You know what?
Forgiving?
You know what to get.
You damn right I do.
Absolutely. And no footwear necessary. And if you know what? If you want to accessorize...
All right, hold
if
on.
If I see something right...
Feel
Connecticut 30-4 versus Tennessee 31-3. Where's the freaking point spread? Oh, today's line... Connecticut by 5.
By 5?
Connecticut by 5.
All right, now, if Connecticut wins, you're in a dress for the entire show.
You're not betting against the line, right?
It's straight-up bet.
Who's calling the game, Don?
You know the difference between the two of us? If it is me, if I lose, not only will I do the show, but I'll... excuse me. Ooh, that was terrible.
I think called by Larry Lesbo and Danny Dyke are calling the game tonight on Espen.
They're great.
I will... I'll make the rounds. I'll show people my dress.
Are you still in size 8?
Yes. Thank God.
Now, Mike.
This is my second marriage.
Hold on a second. You mentioned that you like baseball.
I love baseball.
I know you like baseball. It's your favorite sport.
I forgot to even check during that. Don't tell me anything.
All right. I love football. No, you want to tell him, Buzz, because I have something about the Red Sox.
Okay.
I love football. I've
got to look down at
his face. No, it's fine. Everything's fine. It's still 3-1, top of the 6th.
I love all sports, but I love football best. I even love, dumb NFL.
You love football. You probably, I think it would be safe to say you love football like I love baseball.
I told Mike, you know what, last night, the hour that was on before the basketball game came on, I was flipping around, and I went to the NFL channel. And you know what they were doing? They were running a game between the Vikings and the Bills.
Wow.
From 2 years ago. But what they did is they condensed it. They cut, all the crap out in between the plays.
So you got to see all the plays.
Yeah, so you saw all the plays, cool. And when there was a replay or a challenge, and my wife came in the room and said, why is there football on it? Did you TiVo this? I said, no, they're showing reruns of old games. And she said, that's it. That's the most pathetic thing that I've ever heard.
You love it, you love it. I've watched the ESPN Classic and watched baseball games. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and I watched the NFL Europe. But listen, I'm nutty about football the way Mike is about baseball. And you know this more specifically. He's really in love with the Red Sox.
That's
and he's
right.
Like the woman on Cops. When they show up and she's being beaten and she got blood coming off her nightie, but she's saying, don't take him away, I love him.
No, and they've hurt me, and they hurt me last year, and they even hurt me in the off season when we got all giddy about Curt Schilling and then the Yankees got A-Rod, and that was another horrible day.
Now let me say to you, not only is this baseball related, but I'm happy to bring back Stars of Tomorrow today.
Oh, very good. I'm fascinated by this.
We are, we're always getting these people sending us songs.
Right.
Oh. We got one that I want to play for you now.
Good.
A song, and we're going to call this artist in a moment.
Okay.
I want to say that the song combines your two favorite things.
All right.
Hip-hop and the Red Sox.
Oh.
And, to make it even better, it's a white guy.
Okay.
Oh, perfect.
All right.
It's a white guy.
That's always the best hip-hop.
Let me see. His name
is... it's always wonderful when a white guy to sing hip-hop.
Right. His name is... how do you know he's not the next Eminem?
I know he's not.
That's my case.
His name is Bruce Fine, and he's got his first rap song ever.
Well, then, fine.
Called From Cursed to First. And I'm here to tell you he's making his national radio debut on our show.
I just can't wait to hear it.
Here is, well, we have a brief MP3 sample before we call him.
Yeah. Very good.
Here you go, Mike. Which came in 75 when Biscuit went out. So we saw game 7 and learned what it was all about. You already making a face?
Jesus Christ.
Okay, let it roll. It's only 30 seconds long. Oh. Let it roll. Any good Boston Catholic will give up meat for lead. So pick up 78, you'll hear Bucky Bleep and dead. And together we scream, no more. Scream what?
No more?
No more umps, fishing calls, no more crazy ground balls.
See you.
What's the deal with
the... No more broken. It's an MP3.
We're gonna scream till it hurts and have tears of joy first. When I watch the Red Sox go from curse to first. To wake up the Bambino.
I'm having difficulty hiding my embarrassment.
There you go. Well, Mike,
I think it's fantastic.
Let me tell you, he is a lifelong Red Sox fan.
Oh, we
some of the lyrics include "No Ma," and he spelled it's
well,
no more.
The whole thing is Nomar with the Boston accent, which is way over.
N O M A H. Oh, no Ma.
No Ma.
No Ma. Ump's missing calls. No Ma. Crazy ground balls. No Ma. Manager brain farts. No Mom broken heart.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that that's the cornerstone of his songs, you know, because Nomar's on the disabled list.
Mike, he has been a Red Sox fan all his life, and he's now getting on a plane as we speak, going from California to Boston to deliver this song to the crowd for the home opener at Fenway, and he's hoping that...
Wait. You mean they've hired him to sing it?
No, he's going out on his own dime.
Oh, he's going out like he's, sing it in the
he
stands.
He wants to have this song... hold on, what's it say here? The positive energy that is derived from this song will help the Red Sox finally win the big one. Let's listen
right.
again to the star of tomorrow.
Yes.
His name is Bruce Fine. That would be the first thing I'd say. Change your name.
Right.
It's like you're not going to make it in the rap community as Bruce Fine.
No, I don't think so.
But, you know, you're not going to hear, here's Outkast, here's Lil Kim, here's Eminem, here's LL Cool J. Oh, and please welcome Bruce Fine.
No, I don't think that's going to work.
Not going to work. We're streaming at 75 when Biscuit went out.
So we stole a game 7. How many years have we been listening to horrible sports songs?
I've got one tomorrow. I've got the first Joe Gibbs tribute song.
I can't wait for that.
Yay. Yeah, you want to call this guy and tell him he sucks?
Yes. I want to say stay. Don't come to Boston.
Even though it's a Red Sox fan?
Yes.
Mike, I'm gonna have to play devil's advocate.
All right.
I think he's incredibly talented. And frankly, I can't get the tune out of my head.
I am saying that he will ensure the fact that they will not go into the World Series if he...
I think it's a smash, and I think it's a rabbit's foot.
I think he needs to burn the song.
It's a good luck charm. It's a four-leaf clover.
I think they need to burn it.
Bruce, right. This is Don and Mike. How are you, my friend?
Don and Mike, what's going on, guys?
Bruce, let me just say to you.
I'm going to be completely honest with him, Don.
I've been in the radio business for over 30 years. Many of those years I worked in programming and I was a music director. I have a wall full of gold records. These guys will tell you. I want to tell you the first thing I thought when I heard your song. Smash. Smash. Stone cold smash.
You can pick them.
Hey, Bruce?
Yes.
Bruce, this is Mike. You know that I am a lifelong Red Sox fan.
I've learned that, Mike.
You know that I like nothing better than the Boston Red Sox. I got back on my vacation. I take my vacation to go to spring training. That's what I do. I saw four spring training games. Nothing moves me deeply like the Boston Red Sox.
So you love this song.
No, I'm going to tell you, Bruce.
Okay.
Burn it. Burn it, Bruce. You have to burn the song.
Bruce, I want to tell you, I want to explain to you the way the show
burn
works.
Burn it. It sucks.
The show works like this. It's good cop and bad cop, and Mike plays the role of bad cop. I want to tell you that underneath, he recognizes talent like I... Let me ask you a serious question.
I recognize a serious, delusion is what I recognize.
Let me ask you something.
Every time you say burn in the music industry, now everybody gets nervous, by the way, Mike.
Have you? I understand that, but I mean, I'm talking about, like, go to an incinerator, throw it in, and burn it, never to be heard again.
Now, let me say, burn it onto vinyl and onto disc.
No.
Generation.
Burn it that way.
Is this because you are a non-believer in the curse?
No, it's not a question. It has nothing to do with the curse. I'm a true believer in musical ability, of which you have none.
Well, you have to understand that I am a comedian, a writer, an actor, and never called myself a singer.
You know what that is? My friend, I'll tell you what.
I'm a Red Sox fan.
You are a quadruple.
My Red Sox fan.
A quadruple threat.
We don't need it. We don't need the help. Let me tell you.
Quad threat.
Bruce Fine, I'm telling you that this is going to do more to hurt the Boston Red Sox than to help them.
And Bruce Fine, I am telling you, here's what I am seeing for you, Bruce. Are you ready? First, I am seeing a special on Comedy Central.
Right.
Then I am seeing the video on MTV.
Sure.
Then I am seeing
only thing
a gigantic ceremony in Boston.
Never
when you are brought to the pitcher's mound.
No.
To toss out the first ball
please
of the World Series.
And sing the song with Thea Epstein on guitar.
Yes, and with 35,000 people in Fenway Park.
Dancing. First, wake up the Bambino. Close the door shut. Of all the tortured sports fans, except for Mike.
Man, can I tell you something?
Oh, man, what a...
You're so talented.
You're a hump.
Really? Yes.
You're a big hump.
Talented.
You're talented. Don't listen to him. You know what I'm...
It's, by the way, it's 3-1 now with 2 outs in the sixth. Man on first. Schilling still looks great in the sixth.
Well, I appreciate that update, Bruce. I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
Let me tell you how the show works. Occasionally, I'm called the Paula Abdul of the show, and Mike is called the Simon Cowell of the show.
Yeah, let me tell you something,
I
Bruce.
I can miss that immediately.
Bruce, really, just throw it in the trash. It's worthless.
Bruce, negative. Bruce, I want to know, do you have
Let me
more?
Tell you something. If there are Red Sox fans that don't feel like Mike, from curse to first...
Bruce, you're picking on the wrong guy, Bruce. He's trying to hurt you.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
He's trying to hurt all of
us. I'm in your corner.
He wants all of us to fail, Bruce.
You're talented. Bruce, you're scary talented.
Bruce, if you've ever loved the Boston Red Sox, take that MP3 and feed it to your dog.
Bruce?
CurseToFirst.com. You can go...
Bruce?
No, not a website.
Bruce?
Free tickets.
Oh,
for
Bruce.
Red Sox Yankees, July
20th. Oh, my
Bruce,
God.
Bruce, I want to say two things to you.
And also...
One, here's what I want to say.
Silver baseball at Fenway.
I think that there's a possibility... Now, it's too late, but I'm going to call somebody at Fox about American Idol.
No.
Yeah, I think there should be... And I also want to tell you another... And this is a compliment. Right
Bruce,
here.
The franchise has gone through enough pain.
Bruce, listen to me now. Listen, from my ticker, because I know where you're going with this. I've been in radio 30 years. This is the best song I've heard of its genre since the Super Bowl Shuffle.
In 86
was the Chicago Bears.
I might agree with you on that.
Can I say that?
I'm going to hate to hear this. Here's what's going to happen with this song.
It's an instant classic.
We're going to do a music video this summer.
No!
Yeah. Yes!
No!
Yes!
Yes!
Red Sox Nation, it's going to be like We Are the World.
No.
Yes.
Star and Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. And
no,
Matt
yeah, there you go. Ben Affleck.
Star of Tomorrow
ben,
Today.
Another one. You know what, Ben Affleck? Bruce, another guy we don't need, Ben Affleck, or you.
Yes, you do.
Oh, Jesus.
Bruce, you're incredibly talented.
All right, Bruce, I've never done this on the show. I've never said this to anyone on the show. Bruce, I'd like you to take your own life.
Right. Now, Bruce, you got to
understand. I'm going beyond this now, Bruce.
On this show, Mike is funny.
You know, really.
It's his job. He's a comedian. He's a funny guy.
It's an act.
I'm honest, and I'm telling you. Let me hear a bit of this. Yo, that is so...
Jesus.
Dog, I'm feeling you.
Any good Boston Catholic will give up meat for Lent, but bring up 78, you'll hear Bucky bleeping dead.
I'm feeling you, dog. I'm telling you, that was your best performance of the... I'm urging everybody to vote for you tonight.
Oh, I'm the Eminem of Boston.
Yeah,
you are.
No, you're not.
You are, yes. Listen, you heard it here.
You're a deluded young man.
Bruce Fine, you're talented.
Take your own life, Bruce.
You're talented. You're creative.
Really. And take your own life.
Go up and let's not forget BruceFine.com with my stand-up season.
Yeah, all right. Hey, BruceFine.com.
Dude,
take the elevator up to the top of the Prudential Tower and jump off.
Take it. You've taken this song.
Which means 75.
Yeah.
This get went out.
Yeah.
God.
Boy, is this guy good. Mike, you just hate talent.
Put that CD at the bottom of the big dick.
Let me just say this to you. Last thing, Brian. Are
Bruce.
You there?
Bruce?
It's Bruce.
Bruce,
see, he's forgotten your name already.
Bruce.
You know why, Bruce?
Thinking
you're
of Duckelman,
you're a loser. You're a loser.
Let me just say this to you, my friend.
Yes.
And let me pick up the phone and say this. Hold on, please.
Please.
I have a private comment.
Oh, God. Oh. A private comment. Here we go. A private comment.
Hello, Bruce. Bruce, it's Don. We're off the air right now. I mean, the microphones are on, but I'm speaking to you, the listeners.
What a hump.
Can't hear what I'm saying. Mike, I hope you get the fact that Mike is like Simon Cowell. He hates everything. I'm telling you, you're freaking goddamn talented. And if I could say this to you in confidence.
Listen to him lie.
I'll see this in Cooperstown.
Listen,
you got what I'm saying?
He's hurting this.
I was there in Chicago.
Nothing brings him joy like
I was there in Chicago. 84, 85, 86. God. I was there for the glory years. I saw the Super Bowl shuffle. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it's a stone cold smash. Are you represented? And Bruce, I would tell you good luck.
Regrettably, Bruce is a tool.
I would tell you good luck, but you don't need it. You know why?
Listen to
it
that.
Starts with T. And ends with T. Can you figure out the word? Bruce? What's the word? Talent. Yes. Thank God. I thought you were going to say another word.
Put him back
word.
On the line.
Okay. All right. Hold
Put
on.
Him back on the line. I want to tell him he needs something. He needs one
hold
thing.
On. Here he is.
Hey, right, hey
you
Bruce.
You're back on the air, Bruce.
Bruce, this is Mike again, and I know Dom was giving you the support. I just want to make
let me put my my boob back in my shirt. It's live.
Can I actually, can I please give you one suggestion, something you need? Something you need very badly. Do you know what you need? You need a nice, cool gun.
That's funny, Mike. You're a funny
you
guy.
You need a nice, cool gun. Bruce, put it in your mouth.
He always laughs at the great one.
God,
remember that, my friend.
You're, hey, Mike, were you saying this to the Patriots fans during the year, telling them they were clueless?
I don't care about the Patriots. I care about this song. This song sucks, and I bleed Boston Red
and
Sox.
Bruce,
Red.
I don't even like baseball, but I'll tell you what I'm a fan of. I'm a fan of talent.
We're going to scream.
And you got it.
You're embarrassing the Red Sox nation.
How can you share a studio with this? It's like you guys together is like Nomar having to share the bench with Grady Little for 2 years.
You are a comedian, my friend.
Tell you, not only,
we don't need you.
Not only are you great to listen to, you got a way with words. Can I tell you something? You are one funny guy.
You're a pure hump.
I'm going to say star of tomorrow.
We don't need you.
Here at the Don and Mike Show.
You know,
star of tomorrow.
Don't you think Red Sox fans taking up abuse, Bruce?
You know what? It all started when Mike was born. He was named Mike. That was the problem right away. Look at Don. Don Juan. Yeah. Don Johnson. Look at all the cool Don.
You know what it is?
Mike.
Bruce, you can insult me.
Michael
Bruce,
Jackson.
I feel
Bruce,
those
what happened to yeah. Michael Jackson?
Bruce, I
Michael
simply know. Bruce, hold on.
Upstart with the name,
oh,
Mike.
Shut up.
Bruce, hold on for a moment, please. I want to talk to you off the air. Hold on. Let's go to break. Hold on.
Yeah. Go to hell, Bruce.
We'll be right back.
Hold on. Such an ass with these people. Hello. Hey, Bruce.
Nice guy, Mike.
Hey, I know you had to fight back. It's Don. We're off the air now. Seriously, I think you might be like the next Jim Belushi. I mean, do you have the body type?
That's funny.
You're a short guy. Oh, Christ.
Probably bald.
Are you bald? You have hair. Oh, this. Can you get a headshot to me?
He does. Can't even
are you
bald,
are you represented? Who represents you? Seriously. I don't want to go to your website. Listen, dude, I'm talking off the air. Do you want to talk business or not? Are you represented by William Morris? What's
losing,
the deal?
Ladies and gentlemen, he's losing his patience. He's losing this charade cannot
go
continue.
Pat. All right, and give me
he is doing everything there. He can't handle it.
Okay.
You go, come on. Come on.
Beautiful. And I can get her at their main
baby.
Number?
Bingo, baby.
310. Mm-hmm. You got it. I'm going to call there right now. So you run our national show. I have a spotlight on talent, and you're it, man. You're talented. Thanks for being on the show. I mean it. You're beautiful. See you on the top. Okay, bye-bye. Elevator to the stars. Bye. See ya.
You're going to... You know something? You're a bad kid.
Yeah. Who was more cruel?
Yeah. That's fun. That's fun.
Okay. I think we all know the answer to that question.
Well, you know that.
Noma!
I'm just warming up for our next segment. We haven't done naked cruelty in a long time.
Oh my God! I'm getting queasy already.
But it's good news for you that you don't have to deliver the bad news. I'll do it.
All right, very good.
Here's how we play Naked Cruelty. Although, I need Mike to help me pick the best story.
All right.
You got something you want to say to somebody? Like, for instance, you're a friend of Bruce Fine.
And you really want to let Bruce down, but you don't want to do it easy. Bruce needs to be hit over the head with it.
Well, you call up, and we pick the one that we think is the best, the one that the most hesitant to make. And then I'll call him, and I'll say, hey, Bruce, it's Don from the Don and Mike Show. I'm calling on behalf of Mike.
Right.
Incidentally, all that stuff I was saying to you a couple minutes ago, it's a total lie. You're a load.
Absolutely.
I don't doubt that your website leads somehow to child porn. You're a big fat loser.
Amen, brother.
And here's the prize. And when we play Donnie's Naked Cruelty.
Yes.
Oh, and I spell my name now, D-O-N-I, for
yes.
this bit. So it's
Donnie.
Donnie's Naked Cruelty. Welcome to my nightmare. You're going to win $100 cash.
Right.
And you're going to win the gift of movies.
You're my break.
that.
You and 15 friends go to the movie of your choice.
Wow.
Go to www.regmovies.com for showtimes. Courtesy of the movie When Betty Calls.
When we come.
That opens a sneak preview on April 14th. Go to When whenbettycalls.com.
That's easy to say.
The bottom line, you win a great prize. You win $100, and you qualify for a trip to Las Vegas we're giving away on Friday.
And you win a copy of that Red Sox song.
So if you want to play Donnie's Naked Cruelty, if there's something you've always wanted to say to somebody, and you just don't have the balls, the stones to do it, I'll do it for you.
There you go.
Call us 877-365-3636. We'll find the best call. Make the call. Make you feel better. Win a prize.
Very good.
And anyway, Bruce Fine. Oh, you went to his webpage. You buzzed. You turn around. And
let me take it back here.
He's a handsome fellow.
Let's take a peek.
There he is. Go to BruceFucking.com. The picture.
Yeah, nice job, Skippy.
The picture. He's wearing.
He looks like Denny Terrio.
Yes, and he's wearing one of those. You ever watch that show with Charlie Sheen? That dumb show with like two men and a baby?
Yeah, exactly.
Charlie Sheen wears a bowling shirt. I've seen Paulie on The Sopranos wear
a suit. Yeah, exactly. That kind of shirt.
Yeah, and that's with this guy, this loser, Bruce Fine.
Bingo, baby!
Okay, listen, Donnie's Naked Cruelty. Call us now, win the money, maybe the trip to Vegas. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is a perfect chance to get you kids some nice church shoes.
What do we need church shoes for? Jesus wore sandals.
Well, maybe if he had better arch support, they wouldn't have caught him.
The Don and Mike Show. Hot dog. The Don and Mike Show.
Hot dog.
Hot dog.
Hot dog. Now, we have people standing by to play Donnie's Naked Cruelty. And I want to get to them quickly, but we also have a radio guy on the phone.
So radio guy. A
couple of things at once here. Hey, Tony?
Yep.
You're calling about your boss, right?
I'm talking about my old boss. He's a sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot.
Please to be holding. I'll come back to you. And who is it, Dave?
Yeah.
You for the game, too? Hold on, Dave.
Old boss, okay. Also, I just want to say, you know, old boss really...
Well, we got to go through a couple. We got to go through a couple of these calls.
You got to face the music.
There's also Tammy who is on the phone. Larry's on the phone. We got to go through some of these to let you know what it is we're looking for.
Right.
So anyway, you know the setup. If it's something really cruel you want said to somebody, I'll call and say it to them. Mm-hmm. But before we get to those calls, Rob, who is the owner of WBVA in Virginia Beach,
earlier on the show,
Norfolk, is on a friend's cell phone calling us.
If you just tuned in earlier, listeners to this radio station said they were running some sort of comedy network while this show was supposed to be on.
And if I'm not mistaken, was it before we went on vacation that this was the station that was running our show and the Liddy show at the same time?
Simultaneously. I think that's the same station.
Anyway, let's go to, he's on a friend's cell phone now. Wow. The owner of one of our affiliates here is Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Close enough, it's Ron.
Ron. Okay, well, Ron, you're calling on a friend's cell, and when we tried to call your radio station, the line was disconnected, so I guess we're even.
Yeah, I guess we are. Try to reach you sometime, you'll see.
All right, you mean it's difficult to get through?
Very difficult.
Yeah, well, that's because we have a lot of listeners.
I hope so.
Yeah.
What do you mean we hope so? Why are you being such a
prick? I'm not, sorry.
Well, no, you're the one, your radio station's the one that we're told by your listeners that are, you know, that's screwing up the show.
Well, I apologize to the listeners of WBVA and the Don and Mike Show, but that was a temporary preemption. Our star guide receiver was locked up. We unfroze it, and we put everything back.
Well, there you go. Well, there's the answer to the problem.
Very good. And, sir, if you don't mind me asking, why are you calling on a friend's cell?
Because I don't want to use up my own time. I'm too cheap.
And what about when we tried to call the office, and we got the number that we have as the contact number was a cell phone, and then we called the main number that's on your station's website, and they said the number is disconnected.
All right. We have a new everything from a new website. WBVA program lineup is changing in the next 2 days. Everybody on the WBVA already knows this right now. Rome is burnt, so he is leaving our station very soon. Mm-hmm. In the meantime,
Does that make you feel powerful to cancel these shows?
I am powerful, but I do feel that way, yes, to answer your question.
Can you explain why directory assistants searched the entire state of Virginia and had no evidence of a WBVA anywhere?
Because we listed it under CNN Radio, WBAB, our sister station.
That's clever. That way no one can find you.
That's good.
1550, by the way.
Pardon me?
All the time.
Pardon me?
I was just making a plug for our sister station.
Why would you make a plug for the sister station?
You never know. We have listeners there, too. They're both mine.
That's right, Don. You never know.
What do you mean they're both yours? Do you consider yourself to be like some kind of media mogul?
Oh, I don't consider it, but I'm sure we'll talk about it that way today. No, I think I'm a normal guy, but I think on the air we were... holding me up to a little bit higher standard than you would hold other people to.
What are you talking? Holding
what's
me
going
up?
On? Ron, wow. Hey, Ron, dude, Ron, oh, Ron, get it, the chip off your shoulder.
Dude,
come on.
Dude, here's the deal. I mentioned that I'm taking a little more interest in the station's broadcasting the show. We've gotten more than one call. A guy called today and said, hey, show's not on, so we tried to call, and the number was disconnected.
And this is on the heels of a listener calling and saying that two programs were being run simultaneously.
I don't know about the simultaneous programming running, but I do know that we had a program that was running instead of Don and Mike at the beginning of the show, and that was true.
Okay. Well, you know, just chill out, man.
Yeah, relax. Ron, relax.
Chill out, Ron. Come on. You're the king of Virginia Beach. You own a radio station that obviously you don't care a lot about, and there's another one that apparently you care more for. Why don't you put us on the station that you wanted to plug? Why are we on the ugly stepchild station?
Now the other one needs the plugging. Actually, WBVA is doing great in the ratings right now.
Okay, so we're doing great in the ratings. How do we repair this relationship, Ron?
I think right now I'm the one that's at fault here. Let me be the first to say this.
You're always going to have a table waiting.
That's right. I played the wrong tape, but yeah, I wanted to give you a chance. You're the one that's wrong.
That's good.
I can finish now. Okay, as far as the rest is concerned, we normally would not try to preempt any of the show, and we definitely care about the station, and you'll see how much over the next few days when we make our changes.
Ooh. So you're blowing out all the disc jockeys. Let me just say, we are pleased to be a part of what for you is, I'm sure, a tax write-off.
You know, and the one thing, the big question that we haven't had answered, you're not blowing this show out, are you?
No, not at all. In fact, Don and Mike is our highest rated program right now, and we plan to keep it as long as this one would allow.
Yes, now there we go.
There you go.
I think this ended a lot better than this. Now let me ask you one other question, Ron. Ron, are you under a lot of pressure? You sound like you might be a little stressed out.
I am under a lot of pressure.
And what is your current, Ron, what's your current age?
My current age is 39 and counting.
39, man.
Are you a hard drinker, a hard liver, sir?
No, but I'm willing to learn.
Now that was funny. Yeah. I enjoyed that.
All right, Ron.
Much better.
So you're a mogul in Virginia Beach in Norfolk. You've got these two dynamite stations.
We're apparently doing gangbuster ratings.
All we ask is that you just run our show when our show is supposed to be on. Other than that, you know, carte blanche.
Let's crush WGH. Everybody knows that because they're the ones that are causing some of these program changes right now. But we love
really? WGH.
WGH.
Somebody should call there and see if we can get on that.
Man, that's a live show too in the afternoons right now.
Really? So this WGH, tell me something. They got where are they on the dial?
They're 13:10 a.m. on the dial.
Yes. They got a good signal. They a daytime or a night? What are they? 5,000 watts day?
They're 5,000 water.
Yeah, they 5,000 watts at night.
They're 5,000 at night.
Yeah. Okay. What's your power?
We are 1 kilowatt day and night.
1,000 watt. Right.
We're located in the highest populated city in the Metro.
What would they?
And they're on the outskirts.
Let me just say before I end this, congratulations on your moderate success. would you have the phone number of WGH?
I'd be willing to look it up. It's 671-1000.
Now, are you ready to... hold on. Now that you're on, some of the people from your market are calling. Here is Roger from...
Tell them how much you like WBVA or how much you like...
Roger from... here you go, from Virginia Beach. Roger.
Hey, it's Roger from Chesapeake. Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, Ron.
Hey.
You've been screwing up every morning.
I know. You keep calling me.
The morning station hasn't been on, and I'm not going to say it.
I don't care about the morning. What about us?
I don't care about the morning. How does it affect us?
No. Hey, Don and Mike, he cut you guys off this afternoon. I went out. We had some stupid comedy channel on.
All right. He's already apologized for that.
He apologized for that, sir.
Very sorry. He's the Ted Turner of Norfolk.
But you did say Jim Rome is no longer on?
Jim Rome will be leaving us shortly.
All right.
I'm sure he's crushed.
Tony Bruno?
Tony Bruno as well.
Listen, we got to get off this station. If anybody from this other station, WGH, is listening, we are more than willing to cross the street. After talking to Ron.
You can call me Ron.
I'm going to talk to Don and Mike for a second. I'm going to mention a morning radio show.
You're
out of here. Listen, Ron, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I bet things will really improve now that you're out of rehab. And let me say, all the best.
Good.
Ron, we wish you nothing but success.
Thank you for calling up.
Very much, y'all.
Thanks for taking the time to call on your friend's cell phone.
Bye-bye, you all.
Charming. See, because I know a lot of people out there wonder, you know, we talk about our boss, Mel Karmazin, the guy that owns Infinity. Uh-huh. You know, amen. He would be Mel on a much smaller level. He's like mini-me. He's mini-Mel.
But a Mel nonetheless.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's the king of Norfolk.
Yeah.
And Virginia Beach.
Furthermore, he sure
And we wish him Godspeed.
He sure didn't know a lot about WGH, that
Seems
other station.
Be, he's really, he's wrapped a little tight.
Yeah, he is. You know, you should give me the number of that other station. We should give him a call. Rob, you have a picture of Mel on your cell phone?
Hey, very nice, Rob.
I've heard of kissing ass. Wow.
That's pretty amazing.
But we could have just played Welcome to My Nightmare. That was our nightmare. That was the guy that's running our show.
That was a nightmare.
Here are callers. Let's get some of these and find out if these are good or not.
Let's do it.
Let's start with Ricky calling from Ocean City on 96 Rock.
Hey, Ricky.
Now, that's that's a great station. That's another station I love, 96 Rock. You know, I live in Ocean City part time.
Mm-hmm.
I love that station.
Perfect.
Station kicks ass.
Yeah, it's awesome out here. How come you guys don't come out here and do a live show?
Because the cops got upset when we did live shows.
Right.
Just pay them off.
Pay them off?
Pay them off. Yeah, man. Works every time. Off.
Okay. Well, I can tell right away. I'm dealing with a smart guy.
Yeah.
I'm dealing with a street savvy guy.
Yeah. I'm dealing with perhaps a cruel guy.
Ricky?
Yes, sir.
Ricky, who is it that you'd like me to call a naked cruelty?
A guy by the name of Chris. Works at a Ford dealership up in Milford, Delaware.
All right.
The guy is the general manager, and let me tell you something. He's probably the biggest horses.
Now, I see your former boss.
I'm sure. Yes.
I veto that, Don.
No.
That former employee, disgruntled employees.
You got to learn the rules. If it's your current boss,
you got to eyeball. If it's your current boss, it's different.
Absolutely. Let's try Dave. Hey, Dave, it's Sacramento on KHTK. Dave.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, my friend. Who is it you'd like us to call?
My best friend, Aaron.
All right, now see, here's a current best friend.
Now, right there, now I'm listening.
Now, what is it that you would like to say to Aaron that's incredibly cruel that you don't have the guts to say yourself? I'll say it. Just lay it out as honestly as you can.
Okay. I introduced Aaron to his current girlfriend about 8 months ago.
Yeah?
And he wants to marry this girl, and he asked me all the time, like, dude, this is really important. I want to marry this girl, but I want to know what you think about her. And every time I just say, oh, man, I love her. She's a great girl and everything.
All right, so
what do you really want to say?
Tell me what you really think of her.
I really don't like her. She's very annoying, and basically
I need more specifics.
Yeah, you have to be specific.
What's wrong with her? Besides just...
What makes her annoying?
All right, annoying, but I need more.
She's a beast sometimes.
She's a bitch, but why is she a bitch?
I don't know. She just treats people like crap.
Can you cite a specific example?
Let's see. Another thing she does is she says, they talk to each other. They say, hey, babes, and all that kind of crap.
So they do baby talk. They do lovey-dovey talk. That's fair.
Yeah,
annoying.
And that's really
annoying.
That's
a good specific.
Another thing is she says, like, say, I'll just take a phrase. For example, she says, oh, you're so brave. She says that after like a lot.
Can I alert you to something? Because anything can happen on Donnie's Naked Cruelty.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I will tell you, sir, that occasionally on Naked Cruelty, and especially with a call like this, if Don decides to make it, it can turn around on you.
And let me ask.
And
you
not in a good way. You, because I have to point out, it sounds to me like you're in jealous.
You're in love with him.
You're in love with Aaron, sir.
Basically, that's true, yeah.
Well, that's okay. Now, see, that's all right.
So when you say...
Don, you could probably lay that on Aaron also.
When you say that you're in love with him, and I believe I'm paraphrasing correctly, you mean full man-on-man love, right? Not platonic love.
No,
not like,
that's my brother.
Well, listen, that's okay in many states. Now, is he really your brother, or?
No.
Are you attracted to him sexually?
He's a good-looking guy.
Hey, all right, that's a yes.
Yes, faggot. Who's the celebrity that you think he most resembles?
Probably Heath Ledger.
Well, no wonder.
I need to put you on hold. Hold on, because I think we need to make this call. This is not maybe the cruelest call, but this might be the best call we could make.
Well, this can be cruel both ways.
I think that's pretty good. Before we do that, I got the number at WGH.
Attracted to you. Don't marry
her.
You're going to break your voice.
That's the first thought I had, too.
Right.
Oh, I got to do this part off the air.
That's right. Calling the competing radio station in
Norfolk.
Virginia Beach.
You think it's after 5:30 East Coast time?
They're out of there.
They're out of there?
Well, they probably are.
Yeah.
Don't they remember the rule? You know, be first there, be last to close.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ABC, all that other crap.
Always be closing.
Right. Let me see if I get a voicemail even. Three rings. Well, we might not want to work here either.
Mm-mm.
Four rings?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm calling WJFK.
Well, tomorrow maybe we can call another radio station.
Five rings? Christ, is this the request line, Rob?
No, that's the business line.
Oh, look, WGH? How you doing? You got a program director? What's his name? May I speak with him? Can't you just transfer me? I'm a very important radio personality. Thank you. Are you going to transfer me to the program director?
So far, so good.
Yeah. WGA.
We're getting all the right answers.
Encouraging.
They're making all the right moves.
So this guy at... See, this is another station, not the station that broadcasts our show in Virginia Beach in Norfolk. Now, I'll be honest with you. The station that we're on might be a fine station, but I remember back in the day, WGH used to be the station. I mean, like when I was a kid.
The station we're on currently has the R factor. Ron.
Ron. Rob, whatever his name
whatever
is.
It is.
Oh, come on. Let me hear what they're doing now. When's the April?
You know what they're doing right now, Don?
I'm listening to them on.
What they're doing right now is missing an opportunity.
You got that right. We're talking about school lunches. Hello? Hello there. Pick up, please. You know, maybe they think they're on the air. You're not on the air. Hello? AWGH. The dude just hung up.
Hmm. Opportunity lost.
There you go,
that's the only chance they had.
All right.
He'll regret that. Ron's not regretting it, but they blew it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's throwing away stacks of cash.
Yep.
Any other stations in Norfolk, give us a call.
He didn't just kick down off the line. He kicked advertisers out the door.
That's there you go. Millions of dollars just drove out.
Amen,
the way
brother.
He treated Don was indicative of how he treats America.
Hey, who's this? Don and Mike, hello, who's this?
Hey, Don, this is Tony from Sacramento.
Oh, Tony, you're calling for the game. Oh, hold on a second. Right, I forgot we got people with the game. Hold on, we'll call Tony's guy or somebody's guy. Dave's the guy that's in love with Aaron.
Is Dave his first name?
Let me see.
Dave.
Dave?
David.
David, it's David?
Yes.
But you're in love with Aaron.
Well, no, David wants us to call Aaron and say, this girl's terrible, and then we can get to the other part later. Yeah.
All right, hold on.
Don't want to tip him off.
Hold on, Dave. Okay, we got to do a commercial.
All right.
All right, dude. Thank you, my friend.
And he's a smart man.
And we got other ones. Let me just see. Tony, what's yours about?
Mine is, as I've been listening to you guys, I think that I have a better one than I originally called in about.
What?
I had a former boss that was a sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot.
No, didn't I hang up on you?
Yeah, but he has a different one now. He's just reminding us who he was.
I think they get a second chance.
Oh, you're right.
No.
Right. Go call WGH with that. Get out of here. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, it's Melanie Traynor from the Washington Redskins Cheerleaders. Looking for a fun night out in the town? Join members of the Washington Redskins Cheerleaders on the Ragin' Metro Party Bus for a night of good food, good music, and great tans. Just go into Solar Planet from April 1st through May 15th and register to win 2 free Mystic tans, 2 seats on the Ragin' Metro Party Bus, dinner for 2 at McCormick and Schnick's, and 2 tickets to see Hootie and the Blowfish at Wolf Trap on June 3rd.
You look tired.
Yeah, I've been burning the probe at both ends, that's all.
Oh, man, I know what you mean. I'm doing the Fox movie right now.
Just try opening a restaurant sometime.
The Don and Mike Show. How's that going?
O'Mara's?
Yeah.
Manassas?
Yeah.
Brand new menu. Come by and check it out.
A colossal waste of time.
Right, dude.
The Don and Mike Show.
And I wasn't saying dude the way people say dude. His name is Dude.
Dude Walker.
Dude Walker. That's
our announcer.
And now, Ringo! Don't forget, tomorrow, one of us will be wearing, it's our queen bet, we're big fags. We're betting on girls basketball tonight. I'm taking Tennessee, Mike's taking Connecticut. The loser will be wearing a dress for the entire show, and we just decided during the commercial break, the loser will also go outside for some point during the show to sing I Am Woman. We'll have a karaoke thing outside.
Well, that's okay. All right. Now, I wasn't consulted on that, and it just in my
you were
mind,
in here.
I don't regret it. No, I didn't know that. That was I didn't hear you saying that to Rob. But it just somehow it's I don't know. It's bad karma for me. Any the outside bets I've lost a lot of them.
You did good singing O Canada.
No, I'm fine with the bet. I just know that now that you've added that to the equation for the bet. Yeah, you're confident. You're confident. Well,
Tennessee, I told you. That Pat Summitt, she's probably, I know that in the new climate, I can't say, but I just want to say, if we both went to the doctor's office and we both got ready for an exam, that most likely you could take a picture of her and take a picture of me and say which was Don and which was her, and you couldn't be able, you wouldn't tell.
You're very fond of the woman.
That's a compliment.
That's a compliment.
I think she's a...
It's a coaching compliment.
I think she's a hermaphrodite. I think that she has both...
Yes, you don't have to explain that.
Both,
you're fine.
Would you think if you went to the doctor, she would need a longer gown than you?
Maybe.
Wow.
Maybe. I'm not sure, Rob.
That goes from a compliment to being a big compliment.
Yeah, maybe she would.
That's incredible. So one of us will be wearing the dress and singing outside. If UConn wins, it'll be you. If Tennessee wins, it'll be me. Mm-hmm.
Correct. And the funny thing is that tonight I won't even be watching it because I'll be watching for my three-named retarded boy at American Idol.
John Peter Lewis.
And then you got 24 tonight. So mm-hmm. it's like the night set.
I won't be watching it because I'll be somewhere, you know, at the bottom of a bottle. Like I always am.
Welcome to Mike's Nightmare.
Thank you.
Oh,
dear.
Here's Dave. On the phone. David.
I don't
even know where he's from. David?
Yeah.
For Donnie's Naked Cruelty. David, where are you from?
Sacramento.
Right on. Sacramento. KHTK. David, we're going to be calling Aaron about his annoying girlfriend, correct?
Yes, yes.
All right. How long have you been friends, David, with Aaron?
Probably about 12, 13 years.
Long time. Wow.
And incidentally, Joe tells me that he was going through these calls and that all of the other ones are stuff that I don't even know if we can believe or not.
Yeah, right.
People are calling with good stuff. It's just, it has to be people that you're currently connected to in your life.
That's the way it works. Otherwise, it's the cowardly move. And, you know, you're doing enough. You have to have the person face some kind of music.
So that's what we're going to do now. Welcome, my name. Here we go. Naked Cruelty. Hold on just a second, please. We'll be calling Anthony. We got that number, Rob? Aaron.
Aaron.
Anthony, Aaron.
Rob, Ron.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It doesn't matter.
WGH, WBV, whatever our other station is.
WBBF. Is that what it is?
There was a station.
Is it WBBF?
No, it's WVBA. There was, back in the day when we could talk about stuff on the show, a VBF was something, a very bad slip a girl would have.
Yeah.
Some kind of a blood F, but not the bad F word.
Right.
The F word that we can still say.
Yes.
F-A-R, you know, far, far away. A galaxy far, far away. A man farted. Anyway, it was one of those things. A VBF was something very bad.
Yes.
But there was a station in Boston, WVBF. F-105.
That's true.
In a land far, far away.
Here he is now. Here is Aaron. Hey, Aaron?
Yes.
Hello, Aaron?
Yeah.
Hi, Aaron. This is Don and Mike. We're on the radio right now.
How are you, Aaron?
And we.
I'm doing pretty good. What are you guys calling for?
Okay, we have your friend David on the telephone. Do you know a guy named David?
Yeah.
Okay. We're calling. He's your best
friend. He said that to us, Aaron. He said that you are his best friend.
We're playing a game called Donnie's Naked Cruelty. That's me. I'm Don. I'm the cruel one. Oh, and I spell it D-O-N-I.
D-O-N-I with any kind of punctuation mark? Or just a fancy? Is the I a heart? Dotted with a heart.
You know what it is? It's like Ricky Lake. You know she has R-I-K-K-I exclamation point.
That's it.
It's D-O-N-I exclamation point.
Very good.
Naked Cruelty. Anyway, the deal is we solicit for people. And I call them and tell them something that the other person wants to say but doesn't have the guts.
David has something he wants to say, but he's enlisted the help of Don on Donnie's Naked Cruelty because he doesn't want to tell you himself.
Is he gay?
No. Well,
we're going to get to that.
Let me get to that. This is about your girlfriend. Now, may I ask her first name so I'm sure we're talking about the same girl?
Her name's Sarah.
Sarah, yes. And how long have you been going out?
Sarah, Don.
Sarah?
About 8 months or so.
Eight, nine months.
And you're fond of her? You're thinking about maybe popping the question?
There's a definite possibility.
Okay. Let me tell you what Aaron won't tell you. There's been many times, Aaron, you've said to Aaron, what do you think of her? And he says, oh, she's nice.
He doesn't get right to it. He doesn't tell you what he really thinks.
He thinks she's annoying. He thinks she's bitchy. He thinks... Listen, here's the bottom line.
He thinks, and he really hates, well, this is your thing.
No, you go ahead.
But he hates the baby talk.
Yeah, he hates the fact that, like, you go, oh, I love you so much, Shuggy. And here's the other thing. Once we really got talking to him, we found that he likes you. And I don't mean he likes you. I mean he likes you. And we were goofing around with him. He called his words, not mine. You're a handsome guy. So what he is afraid to tell you is that he doesn't like your girlfriend. But after we were speaking with him, it is our belief, and we are both, of course, doctors. We have a BS in BS.
We do.
But no, the truth is...
We believe that he is in love with you.
We do think that he has aroused you in a homosexual way.
We believe that he is in love with you.
He finds you attractive. He finds you attractive. He doesn't like your girlfriend, and it really has nothing to do with your girlfriend.
He wants her out of the way so that he can be with you.
Have you ever thought about him romantically? He's on the other line right now waiting for the answer.
If I were gay, he wouldn't be my type.
He wouldn't be your type? This is reverse cruelty.
That is sad.
What would your type, if you were gay, what would your type be?
I don't know. I've really never thought about that.
But if you were, let's just say, hypothetically, if you were to be with a man, what type of man would you want to be with?
That's a good question.
Let's make it a little easier. Of the three men on Friends, which would you like, if you had to? Who would it be, Joey? Or would it be Ross? Or would it be Chandler?
I guess they're all a little too.
I don't think that's a fair question, because I would not be attracted to any of those men. And I there are plenty of men that I would be attracted to, but none of the guys on Friends fit a type that I would find attractive.
All right. Well, who's your favorite movie star? Who's your favorite male movie star, sir? Aaron.
We're talking a male.
Yeah. Who's your?
Of course we are, Aaron. Come on.
Favorite male movie star.
Oh, that's a good question. Actor-wise, just on skills.
Okay.
Sure.
Wink, skills.
Aaron, let's get a little deeper past that. Let's be honest. The way a man presents himself brings a lot to the table. You know, the way he looks, the way the light shines on him, the way the sweat beads on his forehead, the tight jeans that he might be wearing in an action sequence.
Slow down. Boy, I'm not able to concentrate on the show now.
I'm just thinking about swordfish. John Travolta and Hugh Jackman. Who can make their minds up? Jesus. It was on TNT all week. Who's a good actor?
John Travolta.
All right, let's start with him. Let's start with him.
Hey, can I ask a question? I don't want to get into trouble here, but in the what is the most recent Star Wars movie that's all over cable now?
Attack of the Clones.
Attack of the Clones. How old in that particular movie is that young man that's romancing Natalie Portman supposed to be?
I'm not big into those movies.
I think he's like 18 or 19.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Enough said.
So he's your boy?
There you go.
So to speak?
Absolutely.
So wow.
And you know, the thing is, I'm hot for Natalie Portman, too. So it was really a pleasure watching those two work together.
And I'll say something now, because I've seen him interviewed, and I realize that he's becoming a man. Uh-huh. There's no reason I should be ashamed about saying Frankie Munoz is
Malcolm in the Middle.
Not only talented, he's talented, but he's handsome.
Yeah. Oh, man, Agent Cody Banks.
And, wow. Let me just say, for future years, whoever the kid is that's doing on that show, boy.
Wow.
Now we're getting into my world. Listen, David, the bottom line is your girlfriend is a bitch. She is annoying, she is controlling, and your friend doesn't like her.
Baby talk, too.
Yeah. Baby talk.
That's all real.
That's what he wanted, and really, all kidding aside, that's what he wanted to say to you. And then the stuff we're speculating, because he said how much he likes you, loves you.
Aaron, have you come up with that movie star yet?
No, but I guess it would have to be, I don't know if I'm into the rugged genre, or...
Come on, Aaron. Come on, you can pull it out, so to speak.
Maybe a more urban.
What about Ashton Kutcher?
No.
Who is the celebrity that you think your friend David most resembles?
Yeah.
David?
Yes, David.
You look like
Aaron. I know we've caught you on the spot, but please give us some sort of answer.
Well, he's a plus size gentleman.
Oh, he's a plus size. Oh,
Jim Belushi.
He kind of, I guess. He likes to think of himself as The Rock, you know, the wrestler, The Rock.
The Rock.
The Rock.
Oh, yeah.
You bet, The Rock. Yeah, have you smelled what The Rock is cooking? Yeah, Aaron.
Put Dom DeLuise's head on The Rock's body, and then don't let The Rock work out for about 3 years.
Wow, we're working on that one right now.
All right, but you're still, hold on a second.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
Uh-huh.
So he's not quite as fat as Dom DeLuise, is what you're saying.
No, because he's taller. He's like 6'5 or 6'6.
Could you ever picture yourself being involved with him in any way?
No.
And one last time, do you have that movie star for us?
The guy from...
here he goes, finally.
The guy from that one Night movie. Are you with the modern music in it?
Are you back to Heath Ledger again?
Rob, do you know who he's talking about?
Yeah, he's mentioning Heath Ledger, the guy he looks like.
Wow.
But you know what this is? He's very vain.
He probably thinks his bit is about him. He's so vain.
Don't you?
But the bottom line is you don't want him to marry this girl.
Yes, that's what your friend David said, was that he thinks you should dump your girlfriend. And now here he is. Let's bring him on now. He's out of the closet. He's proud. Here's David. He's madly in love with Aaron, but this is all masked because he's calling about his girlfriend. David?
Hey, guys.
All right, now, come on, David. Don't do the fake fag voice. Just do the regular fag voice you were using when we talked to you before.
That was Tom Gavin.
Oh, you were doing things.
Oh, Tom Gavin.
How about no voices at all right, David?
Okay.
All right, now listen, David, tell Aaron what you wanted to tell him about the girlfriend.
Well, I thought you were supposed to tell him that.
I already did.
He did that.
I already did.
Is there anything you want to add to it and maybe justify it?
Why don't you like her?
I thought Don did an excellent job myself.
But is there anything you'd like to add to that, David?
Anything you'd forgotten?
Just think, Aaron. David could be your little Heath bar. He could be just like Heath Ledger. You could eat a Heath bar.
Come on, David. Anything you can add to this?
She's very annoying, and they're annoying. He's not annoying when he's, you know, just with me, but when in there together, he's annoying.
Okay, what was that, Aaron?
I don't know if this would change anything, but a little bit of info that while I was away for a while before I had met Sarah, David was one who introduced me to her, and he would call me up and tell me about this cool girl. So I think he had a crush on her.
David, did she spurn you?
I'm not familiar with that word.
Did she tell you you're a big fat load and she didn't want to be with you?
No, not really.
Not in so many words?
Did she say that in a nicer way?
She thought I was a good guy. Mm-hmm.
But not like a good guy she wanted to go to bed with?
Probably not.
I see now we have the best friend and the woman he's in love with are together, and he is left out in the cold. He will have no one if this union is what, Rob?
A threesome. That's
a threesome.
What he wants.
I don't think it's going to happen.
But he wants them both.
I think you're going to have to lose the friendship. Aaron?
Yes.
Are you willing to give up David for the annoying girlfriend?
Yes.
Oh, yes, David. David, didn't this...
Oh, he's breaking my heart.
Just again.
David, don't you want to tell him how much you love him now that you're about to lose him?
Well, let me just state that I am not a homosexual. I and my friend here are metrosexuals. I've never gone gansing before.
He knows all of it, gansing, metrosexual.
David, by any chance, this girl in question, does she look like Heath Ledger?
No.
She does not. Well, I have to say, this is a very confusing episode of Donnie's Naked Cruelty.
You never know what direction it's going to go.
There's been way too much laughing in this. It's not really been nakedly cruel at all. It's been way too fun.
Well, but the thing is, I think you can rest assured that after this is all over, there'll be a lot of anxiety afterwards.
Just know this, Aaron. I'm pretty sure that when he's laying in bed with his Haagen-Dazs and his little Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey's circus animals, he's dipping in the Chunky Monkey.
Oh, yeah. Things are definitely going to be a little more awkward.
He's pretending that he's eating that off your belly.
No! There you go.
I think, David?
Awkward.
Awkward.
Hello?
Yeah, we heard.
We're here. David, listen, you win, because I guess we did tell Aaron his girlfriend's an annoying bitch, right?
I'd love to get a follow-up, but it doesn't sound like Aaron's going to be changing anything. In fact, this might accelerate his relationship with the woman.
Let me see. David, you won 15 movies. You and 15 of your guests are going to the movies of your choice. Go to www.regmovies.com for showtimes and locations. Courtesy of the new movie, When Betty Calls. Don't miss the sneak preview April 14th and log on to whenbettycalls.com. But most amazingly, now you've qualified for a trip to Las Vegas. We're giving away on Friday where perhaps you could run away with Aaron.
That's just it's a real shame they've torn down that Siegfried and Roy poster, you know, the big billboard. Yeah.
But maybe they can replace it with the David and Aaron sign.
There we go.
The big DNA.
Oh, is David still there?
Yeah, he's here.
David, could Sarah and I get tickets to that movie?
What's that?
Can we get tickets to that movie that you just won?
No.
I think it's pretty obvious that they share one thing in common, a strong IQ.
But the one guy just dissed the other guy.
Mm-hmm. Well,
the one guy wanted the movie tickets that he just won, and the other guy said no. But, dude, Aaron, you got the girl, though. You know, your fat friends are just gonna sit in the bathtub tonight and think about how much he loves you.
When will you two be seeing each other?
That's what makes it even more awkward, Don and Mike. Because David and I were good friends. So when the girl came to the picture, of course, we weren't buddy buddy like we used to be, but we still hang out occasionally.
Right.
It was awkward before because I knew that he liked her. So her and I got together, he would say stuff like, "There's this girl, Sarah. You know, you need to get with her. I would really like to get with her, but I think you guys would be better."
Because he really wanted your girlfriend. But I got news for you, pal. He really wanted YOU.
Yeah,
okay? And he still does.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Let me just ask you this. You guys ever go to the health club together? Ever play
ping pong?
You know, it's a really standard question. Have either one of you ever seen each other naked?
No.
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 True?
Really? David's insecure about his body.
It's really turned around on old David, didn't it?
Yeah.
Really backfired.
Poor, big, fat, faggy David.
15 movie tapes.
Easy.
Nobody to take.
All right, guys, listen. Thank you for playing the game, Donnie's Naked Cruelty.
So feel free to check back with us sometime, please.
All right, and Dave, if you win the trip to Las Vegas, we'll call you Friday.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
You see, and Aaron, are you there, Aaron?
I'm still here.
Right, Aaron, for you we have the Sopranos prize pack, including a really great big overstuffed Sopranos terry cloth robe. This is courtesy of the Sopranos. Watch them at 9, 8 Central this Sunday, followed by Deadwood, which is probably what David has now, Deadwood. All right, thank you. Hold on, please.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Everybody wins.
There you go. That's how you play Donnie's Naked Cruelty.
Thank you, big, doughy David.
You're right about those two guys. Yeah. It was like a battle to see who's the dumbest among those two guys.
Aaron, how about a movie star? That guy in The Thing.
But he did give us a pretty accurate picture of David. The body of Dom DeLuise.
No, the head of Dom DeLuise put on the body of The Rock. The Rock didn't work out for 10 years.
Handsome. Yeah.
In a world where the radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Here's Buzz.
Me.
He made it up.
My man, Buzz, metrosexual. Yeah. Buzz, what's the lead story today on News and Comments?
Today, the government declares war on pornography.
Great.
No!
Big great. New development. This is great. Real.
Oh, another great move that our government is... Well, let's hear it for our government, huh? First you take away our dirty disc jockeys, now you want to take away our porn.
What are grown-ups going to have anything left?
No.
Are grown-ups going to have anything naughty left?
No.
What's David going to do?
You know what they do when they get done with pornography? They're going to take on booze.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
I don't know. That was all. Who's this? Hello? Who's this? Hello?
Yes.
Who's this?
This is Aaron.
Oh, Aaron.
Still holding for his prize
for his prize. My...
I want my Sopranos robe.
Right, my apologies. Good. Hold on a second there, Aaron. Hold on a second.
Very good.
We played the thing?
We did. We already played it.
Oh, no, here we go. I didn't
stay tuned.
Did I do that?
For news and comments.
I've done that again?
On the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry. Yeah, the light wasn't flashing. That was very...
Professional.
No, it wasn't.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Joe Gibbs for CentOS, and I know how a good-looking uniform can help you stand out from the competition. CentOS uniforms can help your employees look good and feel comfortable. Call 1-800-CINTAS-1. CentOS, the uniform people.
Yeah.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Listen, rinse, repeat. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Time for Buzz and his news. Brought to you by Smoke Break. Out of smokers. Break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break. Revolutionary tablet for smokers. Available now at fine retailers. Weekend weather. Sunny tomorrow, fair tonight, the Sunny and Fair Show. Temps now, north side, 78. South side, 77. Downtown, 72. Yeah. The Heart of Leeds, Super CFL.
All over the place with that.
That's a great intro.
That
God
is a great
damn.
Intro. That's one of your favorites.
That's a good one. That's a good one for the weather. Yep. Whatever. Whatever you're saying with that intro, mm-hmm. whatever you're saying, it sounds dynamic. Yeah. Back when you were a DJ, when you could talk over records. If I could tell you something now, it would be about my clogged nasal passages. It's the pollen, ladies and gentlemen. And my friend Rob was telling me not only the pollen, it's the mold.
The mold.
It's the spores right. in the mold that are now, because spring is coming and the blossoms are blooming, everything's coming alive. And speaking of alive, the greatest horn section in the history of recorded music, let me just say to you, achoo, this song brought to you by Claritin, C-L-A-R-A-T-I-N.
C-H-I-C-A-G-O. Yeah. I thought you were going to go right nostril, left nostril.
Next time.
Yeah. You know exactly where to put
that,
right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Hey. Yeah, okay.
You're talking about your clogged nose.
What I wanted to hear. Good afternoon. Yeah, you know, we're wasting Buzz's news time.
Oh, sorry.
No. Because I could do this all day.
Yeah.
I'll do a quick one right here. So what you do is you get the spray. You say, God, I can't breathe. Then you go right nostril, left nostril. Breathe. No luck. Try again. Put it up. Breathe. No luck. Try it again. Stuff it up there right now. Do it. Right nostril. Still nothing.
You gotta do it harder.
Get a Kleenex. Blow your nose. Now! Right nostril! Left nostril! Blow!
Yeah. It just seemed to work.
That's
you know?
Fun.
Right nostril, left nostril. And blow.
And blow.
And Buzz.
Yes.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi there.
It's a big job, but surely you saw this coming. For the first time in over 10 years, our government has taken on the task of trying to rid the world of pornography.
Good luck.
In just one field office here in Washington, the FBI, which should be looking for terrorists, mm-hmm. is spending millions to arrest alleged pornographers.
Female body inspector.
Seven guys. Seven guys at the FBI here are spending 8 hours a day watching porn for your protection. They're even backed by 32 prosecutors. And the Bureau says nothing is off limits, not even softcore cable shows like HBO's Real Sex, not even the adult movies offered in the finest hotels, not even your cable or satellite company. Nothing today. The Bush Justice Department has just hired the guy who prosecuted Hustler magazine publisher Larry Flint 23 years ago. Quoting a lawyer who fights for freedom of expression, they are miscalculating the community. Quoting a cable TV representative, good luck turning back the clock. Americans, by their own choice, now spend about 10 B as in boy billion dollars a year on porn.
Maybe B as in boy wasn't the best choice.
A worldwide internet management company reports that there are 17 times as many porn sites on the web than there were just 4 years ago. 1.6 million sites in all, visited by 34 million people a month.
Mm-hmm.
1 in 4 Americans have visited a porn site. 1 in 3 have done it at work.
I can't tell you, and really innocently, mm-hmm. Something will pop up. Like, here's what I'm getting all
right.
the time.
So to speak. No, I know what you mean.
I'm getting all the time now on AOL, mm-hmm. which just is a pain in the ass. You log on, and besides the hello, and then you get, like, the news for idiots, where
right.
it's like, you know, still at war in Iraq.
Yeah.
You know, okay, all right, I gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
You know, train explodes in Spain. Okay, I gotcha. Well, once you get past, what was I just talking about?
You're talking about things that pop up on your,
porn. Mm-hmm. So, something pops up and says, Bush or Kerry,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
who's going to win the election?
Right.
Press yes or no and win a $50 gift certificate at Target.
Right.
Well, I don't even want to do this, so
no.
I just click in the upper hand corner to make it go away.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And when
the
I,
X.
When I click on the X, mm-hmm. it it immediately sends me right to
really
co-eds gone wild.
Man, I think Yahoo must work for me. I mean, it really does, because I mean, I don't get that problem.
Sometimes
really
those pop-up ads will put two X's in the same box, hoping you'll click the wrong one.
You know, my number one pop-up.
You know, maybe that was it, Buzz.
My number one pop-up ad that I get all the time is refinancing.
Yes,
more than anything
very
else.
Big.
Every single refinancing, and I don't wake up any morning without. We've analyzed, you need virus protection.
Oh, that's the biggest scam in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Alanis Morissette walked out on stage in Canada this week wearing a skin-colored naked bodysuit. It was anatomically correct in every detail.
Are you just trying to turn me on?
Oh, I'm merely getting started.
Is she just causing a little trouble?
Yeah, a little.
Oh, good for her.
She was hosting the Canadian equivalent of the Grammy Awards. She wore the suit to poke fun at what she calls hypocritical U.S. censorship.
So that wasn't a grass skirt?
No.
She's doing a Hawaiian thing.
An artificial thing happening there. She's still steamed about the bleeping of a word from her latest hit song, Everything. Quoting Alanis, I am overjoyed to be back in my homeland, strong and censor-free. Meanwhile, back in the U.S., the less political Britney Spears, oops, did it again. Her breasts popped out of her skimpy top at a convention of radio executives in Miami.
Oops.
But just because they're in radio doesn't mean they don't know how to work a camera. One witness says camera flashes went off like crazy. You should see those pictures on the internet any day now.
Wow. You know, and Britney Spears, I was surprised to realize she's as popular as she is. Did you know she has the number one song? I hardly ever pay attention to what's number one, but she's got the number one song for all these weeks in a row. And then Jessica Simpson, who is, you know, I mean, she's okay on Newlyweds. So she's got like the number two song. Yeah. And then I'm watching on TV, and Sunday night, the Sonny and Cher show was bad TV, but it was good bad TV because Sonny and Cher had chemistry.
Sure.
And they came out, they made, you know, she made short jokes about him. He made jokes about her nose. Mm-hmm. They made jokes like Cher has all the talent. Sonny is just a schmuck.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they've taken this. I don't know if you've seen these ads.
No.
Sunday night, it's the Nick and Jessica variety show.
When's that coming on?
Sunday night.
This coming Sunday?
This coming Sunday.
Oh, my.
And I saw an ad for it.
That ain't going to work.
You know how Sonny and Cher did all those jive like Carol Burnett sketches? Well, the ad that I saw, and I'm not kidding on this, was like set in Gunsmoke times, and it's Jessica Simpson coming through the bar wearing the big bustier.
Oh, right, the Miss Kitty costume.
And she says something that's obviously stupid.
Right.
Like, well, I thought we were in the Old West. And then he says something, and it's...
Yeah, but he's a load, too. I mean, at least she's easy on the eye. But, you know, he's not even, you know, Sonny was a dumpy guy that you could make fun of. You know, he's just this mindless pretty boy.
Mm-hmm. He won the lottery. He was in one of those boy bands that fell apart, and he happened to luck out to marry Jessica Simpson.
I mean, I saw him interviewed as a Reds fan. They were talking about the future of the Reds. It was on maybe that cold pizza show in the morning, and... You know, he's talking seriously, and he's relatively articulate, but he's boring. He's dull. There's nothing there.
Well, check out this show, because from the ad that I saw, they do numbers, like, you know, with... And featuring the Mike O'Mara Dancers.
Oh, no.
So they're going to come out and do a production number. They're going to come out and they're saying it's very...
You know what? If they wanted to make sure that the variety genre was still dead, they've gone to the right people.
This will do it.
However, mark my words... I'm telling you.
But there's one thing that could save it.
It could be a smash.
Yeah, and there are two reasons it could be a smash.
And I don't think
I hope that's not lost on the producers of the show.
Well, based on one of the outfits she was wearing in this commercial I saw.
Any chance?
Yeah.
Yes.
A pretty good chance.
What network has it?
ABC.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Almost a real.
Well, if they sell it with her a little bit, I'd watch.
Listen, I think, no offense to the other Americans. I understand. How many Americans now? 300 million people in this country, something like that?
Yeah, right.
How many people listen to the show? Like 1,000? So what was it? We got 1,000 listeners. We got somewhere between 4 and 6 million people listening, so we have a very small percentage of the show. I would think most people listening to this show wouldn't watch it, but I would think of the great unwashed, the other, you know, 296 million in this country.
Yeah, just because she's hit the lottery as well, and you see her on every magazine cover in the world.
I'm going to predict the show's just bad enough. It's going to be a gigantic hit.
Yeah,
are they promoting it on ATJ, according to Jim?
ATJ.
Oh, no.
That would do it.
Because that could push it over the top.
Stop confusing me with all those initials.
You're bad. You're bringing our not for air talk. Everybody knows that's what we call, according to Jim.
We always love Jim.
Very good. Police in New Hampshire didn't think they would ever be able to catch Britney's bus driver The driver of Britney's tour bus was doing 78 and a 65 and failed to pull over for the flashing lights. Police say they chased the bus for 10 miles. The driver says he didn't see the cops. The driver's been charged with speeding, disobeying police, and now failure to appear in court on those charges. Britney reportedly was not on the bus at the time. In Florida a few days ago, a corrections officer failed to pull over for a highway patrolman.
Corrections.
He may not have seen the flashing lights either. Because
I don't remember.
Because the patrolman says there was a nude woman sitting on the driver's lap. Today we know who the woman is and how she probably met the driver. She was an inmate in the facility next to the prison, which Travis McConchie was a guard.
Did you make this up?
No, this is a true story.
Okay.
35-year-old, in fact, thanks to the Smoking Gun for the tip-in on this.
SmokingGun.com.
35-year-old Bernadette Rivera had just finished doing time for leaving the scene of an accident 4 years ago when a week later she was pulled over with one of the corrections officers.
Wow.
Now, here in Virginia, a woman is challenging the state's laws about what consenting adults can and cannot do. This 21-year-old was found by police in a parked car at 3 o'clock one morning receiving a special favor from a guy. That particular favor, regardless of who...
Does she work here?
No, not that, I don't think so. This is downstate. This particular favor, regardless...
She wasn't working at the front desk today?
I don't think so.
During a break?
I don't think so. This particular favor, now regardless of who's giving and who's getting, is illegal here in the state that says it's for lovers. Both the woman and the man are now charged with crimes against nature. They are the first.
Absolutely legitimate, and people will call the cops on people.
So he's doing it. He's doing it to her.
Yes.
And
they got arrested.
Yeah, that's even like back when, like in the '50s, when the cops
standard law.
You know, they come by with the big flashlights.
Standard law. Absolutely. People will call the cops if something's going on in a car.
Yeah. Well, and nobody called the cops. The cops just pulled up to this car at 3 o'clock in the morning. It was dark. Nobody else was around. They shined a flashlight in, and they saw what was going on inside the car.
And they will stop and tell them to stop.
Arrested. Well, in this case, they actually arrested.
That's where you got to get a cool cop. You get a cop that goes, hey, whoa. You know, he'll stand and watch for a second. He goes,
yeah.
Hey, Casanova, hello.
Yeah, right.
Hello, hey. Break dinner, it up. Dinner buffet. Hello.
Get a room.
Right. Yeah. Get out of here. But he arrested.
Well, these are the first heterosexuals charged with that particular crime in this state. And if they win their case, it could change the rules for everybody.
Oh, but let me just say this. Idaho, Virginia, if they were homos, they would have gone right to jail.
Right. Immediately. Right.
One thing, if it's a man and a woman, but please, two men? Oh, my God.
The Old Dominion.
Oh, my God.
What a great guy he is.
Talking about my property rate going down. I can't let that get out.
The Old Dominion.
If you shopped at Walmart last week.
Wasn't him.
If you shopped at Walmart last week, anywhere in the country, you may have been charged double, even triple what you bought.
There's your store.
A computer problem caused...
Wouldn't happen at the Big Target.
Computer problem.
Hey,
good response.
I don't even have a response for that.
I don't even have an opinion.
A computer problem caused more than 800,000 credit and debit card transactions to be billed repeatedly. These were Visas and MasterCard.
Oh, that's a mistake.
Yeah. I guess the little smiley face isn't knocking down the numbers anymore.
Walmart says it has reversed the mistakes and now has the hardware problem under control.
There you go.
But Walmart says you should check your statement and call the toll-free number posted in their stores if you still have an overcharge.
Well, I tell you, it's better than finding a toenail in your can of tuna fish. What?
Sure is.
I'm sure there's someone out there who's gone to Target and bought a can of tuna and found a toenail in there.
I doubt that.
I bet there is.
And it certainly wouldn't be Target's fault. It's a canned item.
And besides, I'm sure someone would call the show right now and lie about it just to help me out. Just
to back you on, say your story. Every single can of tuna fish I ever bought at Target, toenail.
Toenail in it.
Really.
See, that's another one of the fights that we have on the show is Walmart versus Target. I've always been a Walmart guy. Mike's always been the Target
Getting a new
guy.
Target out in my neighborhood. Very excited about that.
No need for that. We have a Walmart. As a matter of fact, we have the Walmart Superstore.
Oh, Superstore. Right. Yeah. Super dangerous.
Joseph James. Wait,
here's your danger at Target. If you go in on a hot day, because everybody's wearing those those cheap polyester clothes, you know, the kind that burn into flames, like if it gets to be 70 degrees outside. Yeah,
unlike all those designer labels you see at Walmart.
Well, let me just say, you find a different slice of Americana when you go to Walmart.
You do.
Than you do when you go to Target.
That we agree on.
Yeah.
We agree completely.
What am I saying? The people at Walmart are just as dirty. They're just as scummy. But I like Walmart better than Target.
And we both can agree that we're sad to see the Kmarts go.
Yeah, hey, yes. Eat me, Kmart. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay, one of you.
Yeah, Kmart, Ames, same thing.
They died with Bob Hope.
Let's the big two battle it out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
Like Coke and Pepsi.
Bring it
you
on.
Know, all the rest, Dr. Pepper, all you other, you know, pretenders, get out of here. It's all between Coca-Cola and Pepsi. This is a fight between Walmart and Target.
But because of Morgan Fairchild, I buy all my clothes at Old Navy.
Yeah.
Amen.
And I don't because of Fran Drescher. Have you seen her ad?
Oh,
have you seen her ad for Old Navy?
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Fran.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Are you kidding me?
I forgot about that.
All right.
Oh, that voice.
Old Navy.
Oh, my
Who's
God.
Your favorite newsman?
I love Michael Elston.
I'm glad you brought up Old Navy because remember we were talking about Weezy Jefferson yesterday?
Oh,
yeah.
Very sad.
Yeah.
Watch her in the new Old Navy ad. She has a line, but you never see her walk.
Oh, really?
And her line is done in a very peculiar way.
Oh, do you like think overdubbing?
She's do you think she's like Floyd the Barber on Andy Mayberry after he had a stroke?
Based on Rob and I watching the TV Land Awards, I think there's every chance that she's very much like Floyd.
But George does the hustle. So, I mean, he's doing very well.
Yeah, George does that little split, too. You ever see that one?
That's actually a stunt double. That was actually...
No!
Yes, that was done by Gordy the Weatherman, Mary Tyler Moore.
You think they all look the same?
I thought it was Sherm.
It had to be Sherm Hemsley. Buzz?
Yes.
What's next?
Among the stories up next, a rash of pranks on America's fast food restaurants.
Oh, no, that's not funny. Is it McDonald's?
Almost all of them, actually.
Oh, then that's funny.
This is the Don and Mike.
They don't advertise with us.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Sanitized for your protection. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Is that right, Frida? Wife of 23 years?
Yeah. I got
hiccups. I know you do. And here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Over the last 5 years across the country, there's been a rash of pranks on fast food restaurants that result in someone getting strip searched. The big chains have tried to warn their managers not to take instructions like these over the phone, but it continues to happen. Someone calls the restaurant, posing as a cop, and advises the manager to strip search employees and, in at least one case, a customer. A 17-year-old female customer, who now, like some of the other victims, is suing. One of the lawsuits cost one of the chains $35,000.
You come down with something real unexpected. You'll have to strip search everybody in the store.
Hello, Linda.
This is Ward Cleaver.
It's happened at Taco Bell, Wendy's, Burger King, Applebee's, and others. It's happened in Massachusetts, South Dakota, Indiana, Utah, and Ohio.
Buzz, why is it that the story sounds okay, and you can picture someone maybe in a fast food place.
Right.
You're in Applebee's. You're sitting down.
You know what I pictures if it's at Applebee's, a sit-down place, and somebody's like in the corner booth making the phone call.
In that case, it was employees who were strip searched, and the guy
feeling
would call
good in the neighborhood,
posing as a cop, saying, you know, we believe that this person has stolen merchandise on their person.
And that phone call
searched.
Came from the gentleman seated under the saxophone.
Quoting a fast food industry spokesman, you'd think nobody would fall for this. Joseph James Zimmerman Jr. can't come to the phone right now or ever again.
Why is that?
He's dead.
Oh, I know this dude.
Joe invented the answering machine.
Yes.
Oh.
In 1948.
Wow.
That particular model, the 1948 model, used a mechanical arm to lift the receiver off the hook and a 78 RPM phonograph record to play the recorded greeting.
Hi, Joe. This is G. Gordon Liddy. I'm not available right now.
I can't come to the phone. Right now.
A recorder.
Right now.
A recorder.
Right now. Right now.
A recorder that used wire instead of tape took the message. The man who invented this and many other things will be buried Monday in Elm Grove, Wisconsin.
He'll reach the recorded Lee resident.
He'll be buried after the beep. A lot of these people would be forced to take an anger management course if that wasn't where they'd all gotten into the fight. The scene was Woodlawn High School, where 750 ninth graders in Baltimore had been assembled for a crash course on controlling their tempers. But a shoving match broke out, and that turned into a melee.
Cal is the best third baseman of all time.
No way. Cal's not as good as Brooks.
Two people got arrested.
Baloney clown. We'll go down to the shore. English is fried chicken.
Two people arrested, including a parent, and 11 kids got suspended. Quoting one ninth grader, there was definitely tension in the air.
Oh, boy.
Our Mother of the Year Award goes to...
Oh, wait, hold on. Here she is. Hold on. I've got it right
you
here.
You got it?
Yeah, she is. Here.
15. Can we lie? Can we fill in 15? No, sorry. Can we... All right. I don't even remember what it was.
No, you know what? I love that. That's labeled in the machine as drunk freedom.
Can we? Can we?
15. Can we lie? 15. Can we lie? Can we fill in 15? No, all right. Can we? All right. I don't even remember what it was.
No, our actual Mother of the Year Award goes to Sandra Donat of Wausau, Wisconsin. Since she had already been arrested 3 times for drunken driving, she needed someone sober to blow into the tube connected to her ignition switch. So she allegedly asked her 12-year-old son to do it.
Oh, God.
And then she allegedly took him and his 4 younger siblings to Taco Bell, still holding the same beer that required her to get help starting the car.
Merry Christmas!
Quoting the assistant DA, the nature of this crime is grotesque.
Yee, I agree. It has nothing to do with Christmas.
In Honolulu, meanwhile, Jack Daniels is my co-pilot. A number 2 man for Aloha Airlines has been arrested for intent to operate an aircraft while under the influence.
That's the one that had the big top blow off the whole thing. Remember that?
Yeah, right.
Yes, I remember that.
Years and years ago, the top of the airplane blew up.
The legal limit is .04 for pilots. He blew a .18 and change. Pilots are not supposed to drink in the 8 hours before a flight. This one has been removed from duty.
Here's a tape of the pilot.
It's not really a beer. It's a TV set.
There he is. Captain Marsky. Yeah, I know, Rudy.
This story is for Rob Spiewak because he does so love the bats.
Rob Spiewak.
In Rio de Janeiro, vampire bats have killed at least 13 people on the edge of the Amazon. The thumb-sized creatures had attacked about 300 people, and some of the bats had rabies. Quoting one official, there is no guarantee we won't have more cases.
Yee.
I'm headed there.
They are off once again.
Bats.
Atomic batteries to power.
Power to speed.
Turbines to speed.
All right.
You're ready to move out.
And maybe this story's for Rob. Officials in Tennessee have had second thoughts about a recent ad campaign prompting people to eat healthier. African Americans have a higher rate of heart disease and diabetes, and state health officials want to change that. The public service announcement told a mostly black audience, try baking your chicken, eating a fresh tossed salad on the side, and scrumptious watermelon for dessert.
Hello there.
One radio...
instead of fried chicken, try yourself some nice baked chicken.
God, what are they thinking?
And please, yeah. Have some delicious watermelon.
Scrumptious, Don.
Scrumptious
watermelon.
For dessert, yeah.
Hello there.
One radio station pulled the ad after getting several complaints.
You think?
Now, why am you complaining? Why fry that chicken? Just bake it up. And afterwards, have some nice ribs.
God.
Well, as long as nobody gets hurt, right? That's why we tolerate the milder fetishes like chubby chasers. Chubby chasers are people who look for sex partners who are fat. Seems harmless enough. Women who've spent their lives being ridiculed are suddenly flattered. But just a little to the left of the chubby chaser is the feeder, a guy who intentionally fattens up his partner to make her dependent upon him. So
sounds like insect.
She can only eat with his help. She can only bathe with his help. Sometimes she can only move with his help. Experts say it's like any other abusive relationship.
That sounds like a plan to me, bud.
They say it's like any abusive relationship, one person controlling another. One British woman broke free after learning she was about to die from being so overweight. She lost a lot of that weight, and her husband left her.
And incidentally, I don't want to give the name. That woman works here at WJA. I don't want to give her a name. She's probably in her car on the way home tonight.
Yes, but, you know, she's free.
In sports.
And that's not regretfully.
In sports, Red Sox fans have come up with a name for a new documentary about their history. The filmmakers urged fans to go to their website and vote for a title of the film. The winner? Still We Believe.
Where Fist Get Went Out.
There you go, Mike. Star of tomorrow today.
It's been an embarrassing day. But not for the team.
Rejected titles include The Ecstasy and the Agony, This Is the Year, and Always the Bridesmaid. The movie opens May 5th in Boston, then goes nationwide.
Hold on, let's hear the hook here. For all the Red Sox fans.
No more phones, missing calls, no more crazy ground balls.
Mike loved this guy when we had him on the show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're close. We're tight. We're like that.
I scream till it hurts, and have tears of joy burst when I watch the Red Sox go from curse to first.
Yeah, there you go. What's his name? BigLoad.com?
Yeah.
Yeah, who cares?
Close enough. Bruce Fine, I think. The hot dog industry predicted on opening day yesterday that Americans would eat over 24 million wieners at ballparks this summer.
You said wieners.
I did.
I know, you
watch
said wieners.
Bad kid. Laid end to end, that many dogs would stretch from L.A.'s Dodger Stadium to Baltimore's Camden Yards.
Hello there, hon.
Fun facts to know and tell.
That's a lot of wiener.
Yeah. Finally, down around San Juan, Texas, the police...
Incredible!
The police there... Down in San Juan, do not know who left 29 sticks of dynamite along various roadsides. Fortunately, nobody's been hurt, but...
This ought to fix them.
The story isn't really about that anyway.
Everybody.
The story's about an elderly gentleman who found some of the dynamite and took it home. The man picked up some sticks and took them home, laid them on the kitchen counter. He later turned the dynamite over to police, but he accidentally left one stick behind... next to the sausages he was preparing to cook.
Oh, no.
Got his mistake just in time.
Oh,
I'm
too bad.
Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike show.
Yeah,
would have made a better story.
Nah, yeah,
where's your explosion tape?
Where was the explosion?
Yeah, I mean, it only works if the guy got blown up.
Right. Come on, make up that stuff, Buzz.
All right.
Enough with a happy ending.
Man is now dead.
Now I'm laughing.
As it will see you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And you.
This watermelon is scrumptious.
And I'll tell you later why it is exceptionally tasty.
There's a special reason. I know. Let's get out of here.
All my best.
So we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.